Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let's just check this out before we even do one GD thing today.
Yeah, I think that's smart.
I
want to marry you, baby. The baby with you.
Let's find out from our crack staff on crack.
John,
everything going
sounds
through
like
clearly?
A real show today.
Sounds like what?
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Okay. All right, let's see if we can keep this on the air for 4 hours today, boys.
At the start, she was cook good, her vagine worked well, and she's strong on plow. But after 3 years, when she was 15... Then she become weak, her voice become a deep Borat. She receive a hair on her chest, and her hang like sleeve of wizard.
Huh. Jeez.
How do I know that this will not happen with the car?
Chevrolet guarantees you that with a warranty.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure.
I want to John and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really.
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Say, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show.
You think they're talented?
Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Go Pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come on, make me mad.
Make me mad or I'm going to be really mad.
It's time for Don Geronimo. Live on the air, he can't get psycho. He's not a man to cross or scar. If you do, he might just say, the master mimic, Michael Mara.
Drinking so much that it would scare ya.
Saying things that are smart and bold. And questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz Burbank with the news. Let's do
grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, buzz is smooth. What are you about?
Where can I find a photograph of you?
Rob Speed Black is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
Beginning of the show, he always does Chris.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
And what could be said about Joe Unger? Going to be the oldest. Don's always getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names then?
And that leaves us John. Probably gets more than Joe and Rob.
Thanks to a day he's gonna be long.
But obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, like that one. By Donnie Sella.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Welcome to our show.
Hi.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hi there. Welcome to our show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. I'm at it again.
Yeah. Oh, me likey this song.
Hello.
Daddy likey.
Hello.
Everybody has foot Greg Kimbab.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Yes?
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
You never stop giving, Chris.
I'll be the one gonna take off your clothes?
Yes, you are.
I will go till you tell me to stop. We're going to take a shower, both of us.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yes, Chris?
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
scare me, Chris.
Carry a gun everywhere I go.
Wow.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Hey, he should.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Very nice.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes?
Yeah, that's you. All right, Big Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Thank you, Big Ed. You can tell by the smell.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The lowest priority on the list of priorities at CBS Radio.
Yes, it is. And it's a new episode, friends, on this Monday.
Monday.
11-13-06.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Right.
It is November 13th.
And we got one phone number and 24 lines from anywhere in North America and Canada. 877-365-3636. That's the phone number. Call us anytime. Let me see. Yes, the website, it's there. Unlike many websites, our website is open 20 hours a day.
Is it really?
We're up to 20 hours now, Mike.
Only 4 hours a day maintenance. That's fantastic.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. That's where you can hear us live on your computer. You can email us there as well. Send your stuff to our email master, Yanni, at DonandMikeWebsite.com. And we're available for podcast if you go to iTunes or go to one of the free FM sites. And if you don't have an iTunes thing or an MP3 player, go to our website because we have daily segments downloaded there you can listen to right on your computer.
All right.
And I hope you don't catch it at the 4 hours that it's down.
But don't forget my motto.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
There it is.
Thank you, Chris.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
He never stops giving.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Saturday night, right? He was on with another one, another great one.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
In fact, it was particularly good. It really was.
At this point, our love of this show, To Catch a Predator, it's no longer like America's Most Wanted.
Right.
It really now has become a really good show to party and sit down and watch because you know the bad guys are going to get caught.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
it still creeps me the hell out, though.
Chris Hansen, who we've had on the show before, right from the very beginning when this thing first started to catch on,
right.
He's becoming looser and looser.
He is.
When he comes around the corner.
Yeah, when he makes the confrontation, he absolutely
good
is.
For him.
I was noticing that's the big deal. Well, hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm Chris Hansen.
And go ahead. Pour yourself a drink.
How's the
lemonade? The lemonade. Right.
And then the one guy says, you must think I'm here for your daughter. He's, how'd you find out about my daughter? Start acting like he's the guy's parent.
Pretty amazing.
Rather the girl's parent. Right.
What I love is they all seem to bring webcams. And
yeah.
He comes in and he picks up the bag. So, what did you bring here? A present?
So, I noticed. What do you have in the bag? What's there? Do you have condoms?
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Yeah, well, don't forget his motto, too.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Do you know what amazes me? And maybe they edit it out. But it amazes me when he confronts them how they all react the same way, which is this way of, sit down. And then they sit down. So they all go immediately right into the BS thing as opposed to
it was just
running. I'm amazed that they don't. I'm sure some of them run.
There was at least one who did not run this week who just said, listen, that's it. I've done nothing wrong. I'm out of here. And,
right.
Then they showed the shot of the cops in the garage.
They wait in the garage. And then there was that one guy with the funky haircut that riding the motorcycle that just admitted to the whole thing, you know, and said, yeah, I'm sick. I knew this was going to happen. But what's amazing is the volume that they get of these guys where they're like somebody's a traffic cop out there as these guys are walking to the house.
Two
coming at the same time.
One guy out there waiting to come in, and the only reason he's not coming inside is some other perv has come in the house, and they can't figure out which perv is in the house because they can't get the paperwork together on who was on the chat room with who.
And this guy, by now, Chris Hansen, our friend Chris Hansen, is exposed enough.
You were naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
You would think that you know, really, it would start to get a little bit suspicious for these guys. But no, a lot of them don't know who he is.
And a good one is taken out of context when he's reading from someone's web chat, like,
right.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
Yeah.
Nice grammar.
You'll be the one going to take off my clothes.
And some mighty creepy, creepy guys.
So hi there. And listen, first off, sorry about Friday. Here's what happened. We were here ready to do the show on Friday. Maybe you heard it was about this time on Friday that we figured out that because of this piece of equipment called the Zephyr,
my voice is worth doing this.
And stuttering
and
like that.
Man, oh man, with no offense to any Orientals. Then it was a goddamn Chinese fire drill times 1,000 around here on Friday with the engineers taking out a piece of equipment, then coming back and saying, no, you know what, hold on, it works.
And it was the second time during the week that we had dealt with that.
Same thing happened, I think, on Tuesday of last week. So on Friday we come in, things busted, we can't broadcast. We the voices sound like this. We're hanging around here, pissed off. We go to Best Of, and the engineers are trying their hardest to get this fixed. And we're getting more frustrated and just saying, please, do it right. Just put it in and make sure that it works.
Yeah, the number one thing we wanted to avoid was coming back on the air and having it break again. That would have been a drag.
And we waited around for a long time until Jeff, who's a really good engineer, I'm not busting his balls here.
Right.
He was under intense pressure. He said, hold on a second. We were all standing right out there outside the studio. He said, Don, come in here. I got it. And as we were walking in, all of us, he pushed the button. He said, never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind.
And at that point, we didn't realize that if this happened during the show, it might have been a little upsetting.
So I really have to apologize because it wasn't a show Friday. Even though it wasn't our fault, I do apologize. And I do apologize for this, that, again, the thought that's put into this show by just about everybody is nothing. I got in my car, and I was incensed when we were leaving here. I heard a show that we had done maybe 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm thinking, what the frig is this? Well, maybe they just got caught with their pants down. Oh, wait. I went to the grocery store, did my little errands, got home, turned the radio on. And not only am I hearing a show from 2 weeks ago, keep in mind we've got archived like 15 years worth of material.
We do.
I'm hearing a commercial that says, come see us at Hooters last month.
I heard the same thing.
That should never even be airing. So now, thank goodness all this has happened. We do have a backup Zephyr unit, which should have been here from day number one.
Mm-hmm.
And we now have, well, let me check with our associate producer, Rob. Do we now have an actual backup Best Of ready
yes,
to go?
Yes, we do. Dropped it off to this very day.
Okay, so
you mean they didn't have them on Friday? They just had one or what?
They had some segments there, but they didn't have a Best Of show.
Oh, okay.
So
that's the only part that maybe Rob is accountable for.
And I'll take that.
Yeah, and you did. But that won't happen again. So very sorry about that, everybody. Thank you for your kind patience. And the company assures us...
Please to accept our sincere apology.
The company assures us that, this will never happen again until the next time it happens.
Right.
Very good. So, onward and upward.
Well, you know, you're dealing with, technical equipment that hasn't been here all that long, and you never know what's going to happen, and we just, we don't trust it.
Oh, and at one point, when we were having the discussions with the engineers on Friday, while we were still waiting to see if we're going to go back on the air, one of them said, why don't we just put back the old unit back in? And I thought, oh, that's smart. Why don't we put the unit in that broke on Tuesday?
Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense to me either.
He said, well, we tested it. It seemed to work okay.
Yeah,
well,
seemed.
Hold on. The reason you took it out on Tuesday and put the new one in is because it's broke.
Seemed, and I think, were two things we weren't ready to hear.
Not strong enough words. So howdy, sorry about Friday. We're going to try to make up for it today. Thank you for listening. And again, really, really sorry that you heard stuff that was 2 weeks old. Jesus Christ.
This is, this is not a NASA operation, but I would think that the astronauts, if they heard somebody at the mission control say, it seems okay, why don't you go ahead, that they probably wouldn't do that.
We tested it.
It seems okay. We put the old one back in.
Hey, John Glenn, go ahead. Open the door. Step into space. Wait, hold on. Don't open the door.
My breathing apparatus. Is it all right?
It seems okay. Do not go into space. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
How are ye?
We're doing great, thank ye.
Hey, can I talk to Rob for a second?
He's right here.
Hey, Rob, this is your anus.
You're a wonderful planet.
There you are. Hi, how are you? 17 bratwurst in one weekend? What, is that a joke?
Did you get out of here? You didn't have 17 bratwursts this weekend, did you?
I don't even know what he's talking. I had no bratwursts this weekend. Never more than five in a night.
How are you? Right, hello. How are your roids?
Oh, you know what? Pretty good. And you'll be pleased to know I'll be seeing a gastroenterologist this week.
There you go.
Any blood?
Not today.
Hey. How about yesterday?
Maybe some yesterday.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And a moderate amount of phlegm.
Oh, dear.
Hold on a second there, friend, on the phone.
Oh, that's
certainly
nasty.
No need to rush to the doctor. Just get to it this week, Rob.
It was the first appointment he had. Hello.
Hello.
Obviously, he's not all that excited to see me either.
You're on the air. Well, I mean, if it was my job, sure. Wow. You know, a bloody ass to a guy in that profession. That's
his wheelhouse.
You are. You're a Mercedes fan.
Sure. That's worse.
Yeah, I guess.
Boy, he loves your bloody ass.
Bet he doesn't bite his nails.
Hello.
You're going to that well-regarded one that, you know, is right around the corner here, right? Fingers, Fister.
You're on the air.
Hey, boys. Tiger. I'm infatuated with it. Help me.
Very nice.
You're infatuated with Borat.
I'd like to announce
that I'm suing Borat. I'm suing Borat because everybody else is.
I was surprised the movie didn't do bigger box office than it did this weekend. It made about $30 million this weekend.
Most of the people planning to go see the movie had actually gone down to the courthouse to file lawsuits together.
Yeah, well, Mike, I know that's part of Buzz's news show later, so we will probably wait to discuss that.
Sorry
later.
About that. I'm suing him because I believe he's encouraged me to drink.
Hello, not in my show.
Very nice.
What, hello?
Welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
Did you watch?
No, we didn't. Well, that's not a good sign.
Did you
I'm paranoid about the phone.
Me too.
Out. Are you paranoid like
me
I am
too.
With that?
That one just dropped, and
that's just like what happened on Friday.
And the other five calls that were ringing. Yeah.
Did they drop too?
They all just dropped as well.
I think nothing of it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi. I sent a piece of film to Omeris, and I wonder if the boys got it or not.
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
What did he say?
He sent a piece of film to Omeras. Now, do you mean to Mike's house or to Mike's restaurant?
Restaurant.
Well, would you call Mike at his restaurant and ask him, please?
I will do that.
Okay.
Piece of film?
Those snuff films you ordered, Mike.
8mm snuff films.
Isn't that your new promotion, Snuff Wednesday?
Yeah, right.
Trying to build the business, Don.
Right.
Snuff films work.
Hello. Don and Mike show, free wings and snuff films.
Snuff films.
Hello.
Kids love them.
Film
Wednesday.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, guys, did you watch the Eagle Skins all the way to the end yesterday?
Can't say that I did.
There was a moment, Don, you would have loved when they scanned the crowd, and I know how much you love Eagles fans and their IQs. And there was a woman who was in the rain, and she had a clear poncho on,
Perfectly
clear, nice and thin, and she lifted it up to show everybody that she was wearing an Eagles shirt and that they were number one. Thought you'd like it, that, you know.
I don't.
You could see right through it.
Oh, you mean you could see because...
A poncho to show you the shirt.
Hold on.
Maybe a few too many words describing what you're trying to describe. Sorry. Did they show her breasts?
No, she just lifted the poncho.
No, because
you could see through.
Perfectly clear poncho. She lifted it to show you the easily visible shirt beneath.
Oh, I think. Yeah.
Right.
I'd jump off the building, too.
We all sighed that. Driven away by the crickets.
Phones work great for that call.
Yeah.
Thank you, Captain Obvious. Now.
Jesus.
Listen, Friday, this is what I wanted to discuss on Friday's show, so let's get into this today, and then we'll get to the weekend, and we have a German pornographer on the show today, and a bunch of other great stuff happening. Okay, our YouTube contest. I was so excited, I was so pissed on Friday, because I think I came up with the perfect way to stake our territory in this stupid argument that we've been having with this Sacramento radio station.
Right.
Okay, very briefly, here is the backstory on this. On August 25th, on the show, I announced that we would have a contest with YouTube to put a TV commercial on the air made by one of our listeners. The point of this, and I didn't steal it from The Office, but that is not the point.
Right.
I'm willing to concede The Office did have a similar promotion that I was unaware of. If I stole it from them, I would tell you. I didn't. The point is, we're on in Sacramento every day. We have been for 11 years. We're number one ranked in Sacramento, and that's the fact, Jack. Pretty amazing to me that we go on the air with this contest, and less than
gosh, 7 weeks after we've already announced it and gone through it, another station comes on with the exact same contest.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to their website, and I looked at the rules, and I want you to bear with me because I'm going to be announcing a brand new contest today on our show.
Oh, good.
Now, first let's go to the website for 107.9 The End, today's hit music.
That's one of the stations in Sacramento that actually stole the contest.
Right. It says, create The End's next TV commercial. Win $1,000 and have your commercial air on News 10. Now, we're on in Sacramento. We just got done doing the exact same goddamn contest.
Yeah, identical.
We had it on the air for over 2 months. The commercial just ran during Fox NFL Sunday and
right.
Family Guy
right.
2 weeks ago. 107.9 The End. The new fall TV season is in full swing, and there's one debut still to come that will have everyone buzzing. And you could be the director.
You.
107.9 The End wants you to create our next 30-second TV commercial. The only limits are the boundaries of your imagination. And what you can show on TV.
Thank you.
We'll award $1,000 to the winning director. And your spot will debut in prime time on News 10. If you've been messing around with videos on YouTube, here's your chance to take it up a notch. Commercial must be 30 seconds in length. Entry deadline is November 23rd, so get busy.
So they're right in the middle of it now.
Take your shot at Vodale Stardom and show everyone why Sacramento's number one hit music station is 107.9 The End. Oh, hold on a second. Entry deadline, say September, no, November 3rd? Well, that cannot be true because there's still a...
What? What are you reading?
I see one part that says November 23rd, another part that says November 3rd. That's got to be a typo because we're still doing the contest.
Right.
Make sure to check back soon to check out the submissions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then, remember last week when we were talking about this, we first found out about this, we were doing a very poor job. We had gone to YouTube to find the entries that they had this far, and many of them had, like, pictures of the DJs and
a lot of music. There was very little dialogue.
Bouncing
right,
around.
Right.
The reason is if you go to the station's website, they gave their listeners, because they don't think their listeners are very creative, the resources. Click here to download logos for End FM.
They give them parts.
Jock pictures. Music. Okay, so they give...
So they make it a lot easier for
right.
them. Right. And
then
it kind of takes out that homemade quality.
How to enter via YouTube, blah, 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 blah. If you aren't a YouTube member, sign up. It's on the top right. Choose the My Videos tab, et cetera, et cetera. Now, the only thing that I could think of that would show this station just the bunch of MFers that they are,
uh-huh.
if we had another YouTube contest. And we're going to have it right now. We're announcing it right now. What we want you to do is make a negative commercial for 107.9 The End. Make it as absolutely crass and as crude as you can and post it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It will never get on TV.
Of course not.
Because we want you to be vulgar.
But it'll be sure fun to watch.
What's good about this is, for all the soccer moms that listen to this station, sure, they can say go to their website. They have selected clips there.
Uh-huh.
But most people will go to YouTube.
Yes.
And if you go to YouTube and you click in for the station, imagine some soccer mom who's waiting to hear the next song by Jason Timberlake, and she clicks on to see what crazy commercial, and someone has written... Hey, someone has, you know, has written it, is actually performed. Hey, you effing C words. You know, you suck.
Well, they can't put that kind of stuff on YouTube, can they?
I don't know.
They have certain content where you have to go into that. You have to click on your 18 and above, and you have to go into that.
Yeah, but I think you could.
Well, you know what? No, you're absolutely right. I just was watching something with the F word from our dear friend Leah Remini.
Yeah, you can put.
Yeah, you can put the F word on there.
Anything on there.
Yep.
Because we're never going to run it on TV.
Right. No one is.
But it would be a great way to screw up their content.
Right.
Huh? And anybody that goes to search for this on YouTube will find, just like we did when we were spammed by that .com site because we were getting a lot of hits on our YouTube contest, somebody actually put topless girls hitting golf balls.
To promote their own website.
Right, and it said at the end of the video, this has nothing to do with the Don and Mike Show, just go to our website.
Right. Yeah, they got Naughty Talk on there.
So,
Naughty Talk.
We're going to offer $1,000... for the best negative ad.
Wonderful.
Make your anti 107 The End commercial. Tell them that they...
make it 30 seconds.
Yeah. Tell them they stole it from us. Put it on YouTube. under their contest heading.
Right.
When you go to YouTube, put in 107.9, the end commercial. Keep in mind, they have absolutely, this radio station has no say
right.
in what goes on
YouTube.
YouTube.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Same prize as they're offering, $1,000.
Right.
And if we do get one that's just not totally over the top, cannot run on TV,
right.
maybe we'll even see about buying a buying one commercial in Sacramento for this one to run. I can't imagine it would be during News 10 because
no.
from looking at the station's website, that appears to be the radio station they're in bed with.
They're affiliated with News 10, the television
operation. They must have the weatherman or something on their morning show.
Something like that.
Which, is why they're putting it on News 10 because they don't have to pay for the commercial.
Right. News 10 is their... their TV sister, their TV bitch.
Either way, let's get going on this, and I mean cats, let's get going on this today.
Oh, you know what? As much as I was thrilled with the commercials that were offered for our show, it just seems to me that our listeners have just a little extra zing when you give them a negative task, and I think they're not going to let you down on this one.
Again, the most negative ad will win $1,000, and even if it's after, I mean, I'm talking, we're going to let this go for a good month, so even if they're done with their contest in 10 days,
uh-huh.
you've got to know that they're talking about this on the air,
right.
saying, go to either our website or go to YouTube and look at all the entries.
Exactly.
Well, hey, BM Eaters, here we go.
Go for it.
It's a call to arms.
Yeah.
I bet if you go
And it's going to be entertaining as well. Best of both worlds.
If you go to that radio station's website and you get some of their junk, like where you can get like the picture of the morning DJs, the morning mess, whatever they call it, I mean, our listener, I don't want to lead you down a path that tells you what to do, but, you know, as far as I'm concerned, bodily functions.
Sure.
Genitalia.
Absolutely.
Poop.
Have fun with it.
Whatever. Bad words.
Right.
Let them know. And think about that soccer mom getting out of her minivan.
Let's see what the commercials are today.
You know, I generally don't like the internet, but this is such a safe radio station to listen to with my kids. I tell you what, kids, do you want to see some nice ads? And imagine if it's some guy like, well, speaking of Borat.
They're nice.
Yeah,
what if it's some guy like Borat's son?
Or Azaman? Azaman.
I am Huey Lewis. And look at me. This is why you should listen to 107.9 The End.
As a matter of fact, I dare our first listener to put his penis in one of those commercials.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. John, what, John?
Can't do nudity. They won't put it up.
That's one thing they
will
center.
Thank you, John. Well, then pixelate your nudity. Thank you, John.
Lots of things you can do.
Pixelate.
If you need a picture of someone's genitals, I know that you can get it in chat rooms because they sent to Chris Hansen all the time.
Oh, God, all those guys did
That's
that.
That's right.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Just ask.
Hi. Have a sip of lemonade.
Let's make this happen, everybody. This new contest, $1,000 for the best negative ad.
Wonderful.
We'll run as many of them as we can on our show. And it'll be a new fun way to use YouTube.
Yeah, it's a little play toy.
And again, we are giving our company that cares so little about us, as is evidenced by Friday, the chance to get on the bandwagon and say, not only did we have this idea and we did it and it's a good idea, we found somebody that stole it from us and now look what we're doing.
Hey, companies do it all the time. You know, when you're competing against another product, you always see television commercials. My God, look at the political ads.
Yeah. Right.
We're just basically piggybacking on that because America said how much they enjoy those negative ads.
Love the negative ads.
You know, hi, I'm Joe Blow. Your station sucks deep. I'm Don and Mike, and we endorse this ad.
We're Don and Mike, and we approve this message.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
A picture of you and I in the bottom of the screen holding a football.
Hello. Hi there. Chris.
I was on YouTube last week looking up music videos and found one from R. Kelly, and it had top nudity of women in the surf of a beach with no tops on.
You know, now that I think about it, didn't when we were spammed on ours, didn't they?
Well, they pixelated.
Yeah. I think Johnny's right about that.
This was clear. This was really clear.
Either way, let's just pixelate the nudity. Let's keep it to what we know best.
You can get the job.
Name calling. And profanity.
And creative ways of dissing other people.
Right.
There's many, many ways you can do it.
And Mike, when you get past creative, what's the first rule of advertising? Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Exactly.
I mean, how about just a big 107.9 The End? Sucks ass. Real big, real guy, gigantic, and say it 1,000 times so that soccer mom is trying very hard to press the button. Like, how do I make this turn off? How do I make this stop? And
pay for it by committee to make sure Dynamite don't get ripped off again.
Hey, you know, I'm not even thinking about it. We should really... I don't want to call the program director of our station in Sacramento.
Well, but we might have to, I think, you know.
But
get involved.
Perhaps they should price out and actually see how much one commercial on News 10 would cost.
Yes.
If we could find one that was not obscene.
Right, right.
Arable.
That was arable but funny.
I thought about
this. We know we're going to get a lot of those.
And I'm surprised radio stations don't do this because radio stations are so freaking afraid of talking about the competition. Why are there not negative TV campaigns? You know, if I was, for instance, a station here that runs a lot in D.C., runs a lot of commercials, Mix 107. You know, they play the same goddamn Matchbox 20, U2, Celine Dion records,
yeah,
every single day.
You got my advertising mind like going a mile a minute now you're talking about creating an ad campaign.
Now, hold on. Just hear me out for a second.
Go ahead.
How come no radio station has ever come on and said, "Hi, we're KXXX. We're not that great, but Mix 107 stinks. They play songs by three artists, they play 8 million commercials, and their DJs suck. This station stinks. We're better." Sponsored by KXXX.
There you go. You know, I just picture a guy sitting there with a sweater, maybe a sensible sweater, and he's sitting there with his corduroys, and he's looking in the camera, and he goes, "You know, I've been a regular Mix 101 whatever listener for 20 years now, and our panel of four experts actually concluded that listening to this radio station on a regular basis can cause not only erectile dysfunction, but also early Alzheimer's and maybe shingles." You know, and if you just see one of those, I mean, that's just one that pops into my head.
How about more? "Hi, my name is Joanne. I listen to 107.9 The End, and I got genital warts."
Yeah. Or if you really wanted to make it sick, now this might offend some people, but bear with me here.
Well.
You have a picture of somebody that's either in a hospital bed or a wheelchair. And, you know, they come down and you play that gentle piano music in the background, and it's like, "Hi, my name is Ken. I was listening to Mix 107.3 and found it so boring that on August 12th, I actually fell down my stairs and was permanently injured."
Top that one. "Hi, my name is Fred. I listened to 107.9 The End until I tried to kill myself."
That's right. You can do a variety of things. You have a guy.
Be creative. Put some ketchup on your wrist and make it
right.
Look like you cut your wrist.
Yeah. You know, I was so bored, and I lost my focus, I lost my energy, and I lost my husband. You know, I mean, you can just go on and on and on. That's hysterical.
And
you know what, people? I swear to God, I wish we had a real ad campaign.
And if you
want
to
be funny,
and if you want to get, being as it's YouTube. You know, be creative. "I listened to 107.9. I lost control of my bladder and bowels. Look." And then hold up visual prop.
Right, exactly.
I mean, do I have to write you the script?
There it is.
You know, get yourself some underpants and some Hershey syrup. Go to town. Really.
Right. And now I just, you know, and it's negative ads. It'd be fantastic. You know?
Let's make this happen today.
Hey, Jack Diamond, call me.
like that one political ad.
Yeah, right, one, right. The racist one, yeah.
In Louisiana.
The one they ran against Harold Ford.
Hey, pretty good soundproofing we got in here. How many people...
Did you hear that car go by?
It was a dump truck, Mike.
It was a dump truck?
Yeah, big-ass dump truck. Here it is again. I don't know if you can hear that or not. Here in what we're now calling Studio Perfection. That's the name of the place. It's our ranch. It's like the Neverland Ranch.
Okay.
Perfection Studios. Excuse me, that's the working title.
I've always believed since I've been in this business that a studio will work as good as it looks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling to say there's another Sacramento station doing the same, copying your...
Yes, we've heard that. It's an AM station. The truth is, it's more fun to go after the... music station. Hold on, here is once again... Johnny, yes, Johnny.
I got an email from somebody in Sacramento who says they have sent some audio of the AM station admitting that they ripped you guys off.
Ah. Oh, well, do we have that audio?
I will burn it onto CD. You'll have it momentarily.
Awesome. Okay. Hey, John? Hey, Johnny?
Yes?
Before you bring it in, please listen to it and make sure it's on the disc.
You got it.
always a good
I'm just
idea.
Trying to. I'm just trying to think.
Ship, I understand. Exactly.
Trying, just trying to think ahead.
I remember what you're doing.
I remember the last time he came in with a disc.
Very
and
excited.
It was nothing on it. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got a question. Are we allowed to threaten harm?
No, no, please don't
no.
do that. That's stupid.
No,
I mean,
no
that's, you can be cruel.
They got this morning. They got this morning show, the morning rave. It is awful.
Okay, well, don't.
You don't threaten harm because then you'll get in trouble.
Right, don't do that. Just make it crude.
Okay.
Say that they suck. Say whatever you want. Hello, Don and Mike Show. But get it up there right away. Yeah. I mean, I'd love to.
What's it called? The morning rave?
Yeah, yes.
The morning rave.
There's a morning rave, everybody.
Right?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Tested well with the kids.
Hello.
Before I was listening to the morning rave, I was able to complete sentences.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'll buy this spot.
What? Turn down your radio, please.
I'll buy the spot. I live in Sacramento.
So you'll pay for the commercial?
You'll buy this spot. You realize before you say that, you know, you're talking
Robbins
about...
Robbins immediately said he's lying.
Well, I would agree with him, because you're talking about potentially maybe a couple $1,000.
Yeah, it's if I can promote... I mean, you give me national exposure.
No.
It's the cheapest commercial in the world.
What do you mean? But we don't give you national exposure.
What, do you have a business you want to promote?
Oh, yeah.
No. It's a negative thing about the radio station in Sacramento.
Yeah, I do. I'm a mortgage broker in Sacramento.
Okay, all right. We don't care about your biography. This is not a chance for you to get a free commercial.
Before
you know, we worked in a building with those guys. They just trying to figure out ways to spend their money. Some of them use television commercials. Other ones buy Curly Q plants.
Before I listened to 107.9, I had a high-paying job. I owned my own home. Now look at me. And I had a wife and kids. Now I used to wear hard shoes. Now I'm living with my aunt in Louisiana.
I'm in New Orleans.
That's how bad it is for me. I actually had to leave my town that had not suffered hurricane damage and move to New Orleans to live with somebody else.
The good news is he's back.
I just got some skull.
Super Dave is back.
He's back from the bayou.
I got a text message from him today that said we're on loud and clear in Baltimore.
Baltimore. He should really come by one day this week to tell us about his travels down to Louisiana.
Yeah. Louisiana experiment is over. Take the number 8 bus to the number 15 bus to the number 6.
Hey, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
All right, I'm going to tell y'all how to watch porn on YouTube.
All right.
It's an option. Where I guess just so kids don't go on there and watch a whole bunch of booty clapping. It's at the top right hand screen.
Oh, booty clapping. I love when we speak black. I love it. Booty clapping.
Booty clapping.
That would be like ass touching, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Something like that.
Bottom touching. Buttocks touching. Booty clapping. Coolie touching.
Or it actually could be any part of the body coming in contact with the booty.
A booty call, Mike, is when you call a woman to have intercourse with her.
Yes, that you might not have a particularly close relationship with.
A booty call.
Booty call. So how's it done?
What? Yeah, come on, tell us. How you do it?
All right. Up on the top right-hand corner on the screen. Uh-huh. I think it says something like...
Okay, hold on. I got to stop you right there. As soon as you say it, I think it says something
yeah,
like...
I think yeah. It's the same thing where we boycott the engineers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I was wondering if I could wear my hood and white sheet.
You know, again, folks, listen, this
we
is
have
not
to,
a
are you calling from Sacramento?
Yeah, he is, of course.
Yeah.
This is not a commercial about Rob and Rob's various social interests.
Right.
Just please, let's just... You know, for goodness sakes... You guys are going to embarrass us already, and we know that because we want you to be crude. Don't talk about killing people. Don't make it racist.
Right.
Hell Hitler.
Okay? Bye-bye.
Obviously, you got through to him.
Hello.
Hitler says hi back.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey, how's it going? I know you're not happy with Sacramento right now, but...
Hold on. Very happy with Sacramento.
Calling from Sacramento?
Yeah, well, Stockton. We missed you at the asparagus.
Okay,
what possibly was said during the last 20, 30 minutes that would indicate to you that we were unhappy with Sacramento right now?
Well, not necessarily have a second. I just want to make sure.
Answer my question, please. You really have to answer that before we can move on. What was said in the last 30 minutes that makes you think that we are unhappy with Sacramento?
I just want to make sure you're coming on the 31st.
You're not answering. You're not answering the question. Answer the question.
I want to make sure you're coming on the 31st.
No,
I've been looking forward to it all month.
Listen, my next piece of toilet paper. You just better tell us right now where your mama lives. Or your band.
Oh, we're on to.
Can we ban him anyway?
Yeah. Yep.
I think so.
Joe, do
Toronto.
It.
She's from Toronto.
Too late now.
Yeah.
They always scream that as they're being taken to the electric chair. Okay, Toronto! I meant to say Toronto! Don't do it! Don't put in the software that blocks my calls!
It's been a long time since we've laid some responsibility in that market's lap.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Phil from Vegas.
Yes,
you guys have heard of PornoTube, right?
Porno tube. I think we had a discussion.
I think we talked about it, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it on the air, dude. A
couple of those.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Well, you're talking about porno on YouTube. Yeah. You don't even have to go there.
Okay, well, thank you. Hold up. We're talking about a radio station contest.
We're having a lovely dance between the Sacramento people that are excited about the contest and the porno freaks.
Okay, here now, John has just handed me the audio from KSTE, which is, I guess, the AM news station in Sacramento. News, where apparently they... They stole it from us.
New Orleans. Let's listen.
Let's roll this thing. Let's all hope that there's not a big yelling in Johnny's future.
What's on your mind, sir?
Hey,
Johnny, way to go!
Hey,
what's his hand
up? He's got his hands up in the air. He's dancing.
Mr. John!
All right, now let's hear this.
What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, you guys were a big part of the Don and Mike show yesterday.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I heard about this secondhand. What was the story? They're syndicated out of Washington, D.C. They can be heard in various places.
Yeah, well, they accused the two radio stations in Sacramento of ripping them off. And so people from Sacramento were calling in, and well, there was Joe, then there was the skinhead Nazi who worked with them, and even mentioned Vince as their idiot phone screener.
Really?
Yeah.
In reference to what, though?
In reference to our YouTube contest.
Don says, well, that's the first original idea you ever had.
I think they did do it first, but I mean, there are no contest ideas in radio that aren't stolen from somebody. So, I don't mind.
That's true, but not while the station and the show is doing the contest.
Right.
It's exactly. Very true.
Saying that we didn't invent this. You know, I don't think they were the first time I ever heard about a contest post your video on YouTube. But in terms of the, like, a commercial for a radio show, stolen. Absolutely stolen.
The two guys were pretty well vilified.
Good. Well, that's fine. They I know their act. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, Jim, thanks for the help.
Yeah. Hell, I know their act.
Well, he admits it.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah. Hey, I know their act.
And because he's admitted it, now we're going after the FM station.
One more thing. Did Jack ever work with Don?
No.
Okay, that was one of the allegations.
Oh, interesting.
All right.
Jim, thanks for the call.
That's fun.
You know, it was odd. I was actually listening to that program, and the subject came up, and he started talking about radio stations, radio shows that were doing that contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I'll bet they're going to, because he was searching online to see who was doing it.
Ah.
And I thought, they're going to come across our ads, because we've got a bunch of ads on YouTube right now.
Right, yeah.
And, but then I had to get out of my car, because I didn't really care. You know,
Didn't really care.
Didn't really care, so I got out of my car. You know what it tells me listening to that? I'm just glad we're on an AM station in Sacramento.
I was just going to say, if there's anything that concerns me less than being vilified by other radio guys at this point in my life, I can't think of what it might be.
How about a German Shepherd biting off your nads?
That wouldn't concern him less.
What a vilify away, fellas. I vilify myself. I vilified myself all the way here to work this morning.
That's the, that'll be what they receive. They receive the SpongeBob laugh when it gets really that bad.
The good news for them is they're off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
They're off the hook, even with all of their double talk, even with all their double... No, the AM station is...
You mean that like the way the kids mean it? They're off the hook?
No, I mean they will find... they will have no guilt,
right?
Because they can sleep with a clear conscience tonight,
right?
Even with all the others saying, hey, I know their act.
Off the hook when I was growing up means you're no longer in trouble,
right?
Now it means you're very hip.
Yes, I know.
Off the hook was also what sometimes my mother would complain about. I tried to call all day. The phone was off the hook.
The literal translation.
Off the hook.
Oh, thank you.
Hey. Okay, so... Let's see, they get a free pass, but not at the other station.
Right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, that was Armstrong and Getty show, by the way.
Thanks so much for enlightening
me right there.
But
thanks.
I know
their act. I was listening to their show yesterday.
I heard them talking, but then you and I had to get out of my car.
Because I just didn't care.
Hey,
I'm Strong and Getty with you. This caller is just not, doesn't want to play at all.
Start over. Go ahead.
Calling us from the great capital.
Golden State, Mike. Go ahead, friend. Start again.
Okay, no, I was just asking if you guys have ever done a man on the street bit. Yeah, because a lot of the radio stations do that also.
Yeah, and I don't
think... sold out from you, and...
Hey, ask, I believe that I said last week that we're not being Howard Stern on this. We're not saying that we invented the wheel. Of course, everybody does man-on-the-street interviews.
Always have.
You want to pick a fight? Today, you want to pick a fight?
Well, look, I admit, 107.9 is a big douchebag station, but do you think they even listen to you guys?
Yes, that's where they got the idea. Hello. Yes, that's where they got the idea 6 weeks ago.
Really?
All right.
No, not all right. The answer would be, I'm wrong, you're right. Say it.
I just don't think it's really that original of an idea.
Oh, why don't you just hang up? Hey, get that douchebag on the line.
Track him down.
He's not worth banning. Get him back on the line. Jesus Christ. Tell you what, you ass. We'll stick the German Shepherd on you next. Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
The Mad Shepherd.
Yep, and Mike, now I don't know because all the lines are dropping off again.
Again?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm just getting a little gun shy. Oh, sure. I feel like I'm out of...
Wasn't it the other way around? Didn't we start having our overall signal problem and then the phones just followed?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who knows? Maybe it's a different order today.
Let me see.
It is raining.
What would that have to do with it?
Exactly.
Exactly. What would that have to do? Damn.
You get the impression, once the snow comes, we could have some issues, too.
Yeah.
Only if it's cold, Rob.
The first half of the station I work at, we had to sign off when it rained.
Let's check this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just say the word, and they're in trunks tomorrow.
Who's in trunks?
The guys that are talking trash about you.
Nobody was really talking trash.
Do you mean in swimming trunks?
Are you calling from Northern California? And then he hangs up.
No, see, now, I don't know if he hung up or not, because, again, my screen... Hey, guys, are we, Joe, Johnny, are we having a problem with the phone screening stuff today?
Yeah, it's farting out a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Make me mad. Make me mad, or I'm going to get really mad.
It'll be okay.
Thanks, Joe.
It seems to be.
Yeah, well, that's okay. The phones aren't really important.
Do you want to ask me if the phones will be all right?
Mike, will the phones be all right?
I think they will.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. Hi, this
what
is...
Out?
Yeah, this what out? Now, you're calling on a not great cell, but let's see if we can at least keep the call on the air. Don't hang up. We want to see if there's a problem with our software, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine. How's that minivan?
Actually, it's a Jeep Grand Cherokee, so yeah,
same,
close.
Same difference. So, what can we do for you, pretty lady?
Well, I was just wondering, because you're doing...
Oh, yeah, no. Another one
now,
the dust.
Oh, no. Fellas.
What does this mean?
Let's keep our heads about us, fellas. Peas.
Fellas.
Peas. What is the Orson Welles thing?
Peas grow there. In July. You're losing your head.
Let me ask our junior producer what he thinks the problem might be.
I think we should take a commercial break, and we will reboot the phones. We have engineers on staff,
okay,
and they'll be perfect when we come back.
Okay. That's a very optimistic outlook, Rob.
Optimism is thy middle name, Spiewak.
What's not to like?
What's not to like? Well, Joe says it'll be okay.
Taken care of.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
I'm mad, Joe. I thought I was a white boy.
Oh, we know.
We knew you were a man of color.
We knew that you were really chocolate covered, as Borat would say.
Hmm? You said I'm happy when we talk like the blacks.
Yeah. No, it's right. You're black.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Well, you thought we were. Well, I don't understand where the confusion was.
You are black.
I mean, you made it thought I was like a reverse Buzz.
You are a reverse Buzz?
Yeah, you know. Black guy sounds white. White guy sounds black.
All right, hey, listen, hold on a second. We got Joe got that douchebag.
Hey, hey, what kind of a coward brings a knife to a gunfight, friend? You call the show, you want to bust balls, and then you just quit and hang up.
Yeah, I lost my connection. That's why I called back.
Oh, well, let's keep the connection going. Let's keep you on
the air. Keep the connection.
So, as I stated, it's not the end of the world. It's a radio station contest, and they stole it from us 6 weeks ago, and it's in our backyard in Sacramento. So what's your effing problem?
I don't have a problem. I just, you know, I didn't realize that you actually think they stole that idea, because it's not that original of an idea.
That's the whole premise for what we're doing, is that we did think they stole it.
They did, and the AM station that they're affiliated with admitted that they stole it from us on the air.
It had never been done. It had never been done before for a radio commercial.
Never.
Okay, Talk 650 isn't affiliated with 107.9 The End. They're two different. They're not even.
What is your allegiance to this other radio station?
Whatever.
Why are you so concerned about this?
I'm not really concerned.
Wait a minute. Now, look, if you are going to call in and bust chops, you at least should acknowledge that you have an agenda. You know you do.
No real agenda.
Mr. Dick.
Can you tell me another radio station that's come up with a contest, anti-radio station, saying put bad things about that radio station on YouTube? Or go ahead, just hang up again.
Disconnect.
Or perhaps it was the phones again.
It's hard to have a fight when this happens. It's hard to fight with the guy when he keeps dropping off.
I think he's hanging up.
Yeah, I know he's hanging up.
I think he's hanging up. God damn. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, y'all put me on hold.
All right. Oh. Hey, I'm sorry. We got a break so we can fix the phones. But at least you're there. Thank you.
Hillbillies
are called sons of the soil, but it ain't gonna happen.
As blacks say, I will holler at you later, homeboy.
Hey, hold on, check this out. What'd you eat for breakfast?
What's that, Dr. Hibbert?
What'd you have for breakfast? Come on, man, save rubber balls and liquor.
Come on, rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to Rosie O'Donnell?
Rubber balls and liquor. A childhood game that is always fun.
Pretty good for a black man.
Yep.
All right, brother.
All right, fellas.
See you later.
So long, fellas.
See you tonight when we play the numbers.
See ya.
See you tonight. We stand out on the street corner drinking out of brown paper bags. Very well spoken.
Thank you, Boomer.
That was Tiki Barber, incidentally.
There he is.
New York football giant.
Why don't you win that game last night?
Quick break here so that they can fix the phones. And then we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
My name is Borat Sagdiev. I am son of Asinbala Sagdiev and Boltok the Rapist. I am a former husband of Oksana Sagdiev, who was daughter of Mariam Tulyakbai and Boltok the Rapist. Is this my house? Answer, please. He is my neighbor, Nursultan Tulyakbai. He is pain in my asshole. This is my mother. She oldest woman in the whole of Kuseg. She is a 43. I love her.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Here to spread their seed, Don and Mike.
Well, the phones have been rebooted.
Ah, yeah, that means they kicked them.
Now, nothing's happening.
Oh, if you don't laugh, you cry. That's for sure.
Okay. That's all right. Dream scenario. More of us, less of you.
I thought you were going to say dream scenario, everything working.
Oh, top of the world, Mike.
Top of the world, Mike! Top of the world!
Very good, very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. It's Kazakhstan.
Let me see. Now, hold on a second.
There's one.
That is a call. A single call is trickling through the software, which has been rebooted.
Good.
One telephone call.
Let's see what happened.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I hate you.
Well, I'm glad that one got through.
Well, they work now.
Yeah, but you mean to tell me that of everybody listening to the show, that's the only person calling?
The person that wanted to say, I hate you.
See, I don't buy it. I know there's got to be at least 10 other people out there calling to say they hate us, too.
Every day, at least. Eccles. You used to have a kid I grew up with that said Eccles.
What?
Eccles. I don't know. He had some learning disability. Eccles.
Oh, I know. He's retarded.
He's mentally retarded.
Yeah. Could have been.
You don't say learning disability anymore. You just say retarded.
Eccles.
You just say retard.
Mm-hmm.
Well, want to try another one?
Yeah.
Shall we?
Please.
Don and Mike.
Hey, you.
At least she got through again. Now, wait a minute. Something's got to be wrong.
Yeah.
That's the same person that called.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
Sound alike.
Oh. Really?
One from
different
area,
phone number?
One from area
Amazing.
Code.
Amazing.
Area code 540 and area code... Where's area code 240?
240, isn't that Portland?
I don't know. Either
Which,
way.
Maine or Oregon?
I forget, but it's a Portland.
Okay. Either way. Calls are really pouring in today.
I think Portland might be 207. Western Maryland is 240. 240.
Well, Portland, Maryland.
Either way, there were...
Portland, Maryland. Well, there are Portlands everywhere. There's a Portland in Connecticut.
It was there were different people, but that's it.
The way I understand it is, see, in the olden days, back in the times of Paul Revere, when you'd have a port that was surrounded by land, of course, you would be able to name the town Portland.
There still may be a problem with the telephone, so while they look at that, we are going to simply...
Press on.
Okay.
Press on, ever forward.
Press on, and gosh, let's just see how long it is.
You're getting a call on the hotline.
Phone's ringing.
Is that you? Are you doing
that? What are you doing, Ann?
Oh, come on.
I don't want, I know that the hotline would work. What are you doing? Hello, who is this?
Hi, it's Rob.
No, I don't hear anything.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Don!
That does seem to be working.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Good on this end. 240 is Maryland.
Thanks. Bye-bye. There. Okay. All right. Thank you. So, okay.
What? Now, you're getting an email?
No. Somebody, they did something.
Ah.
Look at it, Mike. Look at it now.
Yeah. They're all opened up.
All right. They fixed it. Thank you. Thank you, Cats. Thank you for fixing the phones. Thank you very much. Try to keep them running for 4 hours. That's all we ask. Thank you. Less than that now, 3 hours and 2 hours and 25, 3 hours and...
3 hours and change.
Yeah.
Should be a piece of cake.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I love you guys.
Wow. Actually, that'd be 2 hours and a little bit more. Yeah.
Two double nickel, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Two double hours, nickel.
55 minutes.
Two double nickel.
55. 55.
I think that there are people out there digging ditches not working this hard. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Because don't forget, as my dad, my beloved father, would always say, the world always needs ditch diggers. Say right. Right, Sam.
What was your question, sir?
My question was, I wanted to talk about daylight savings time with Don.
Timer.
Sure. Go ahead. It only happened a month ago.
Well, I could just call in now.
Where are you calling from?
New York.
All right. Which side of the fence are you on? Pro or anti?
I'm on your side, my friend, because...
All right, my friend.
It's killing me. Because now I'm getting out of work at 5 and it's dark, and I'm trying to figure out why they even instituted daylight savings time.
Instituted.
Why can't we just put on the time that we have in the summer?
So they'd have more time to make ice cream.
Write me in next time on your ballot. Where are you from?
Are we on your time now?
No, the time I like is the other time.
Spring forward time.
The time I like is the other, what I still consider to be the real time.
So they're screwing with you now.
And you know, every once in a while, you'll find, like I found, not this weekend, but last weekend, just going through my house, there was a microwave downstairs.
Are you still finding
in the basement? And it's underneath this cabinet. And I opened it up, and it had the time. And I thought, oh, you know what? You're so right, Mr. Microwave.
you're really kind of obsessive, aren't you, with like the changing the clocks, right?
Yeah. And it's,
don't you go through the house and change them all?
It's not the fact that I missed one that bothered me. It was it all came just storming back to me like, this microwave is telling me the facade that we're living our lives with.
Did you look at the microwave and then sort of cock your head to an angle and then look around you and look outside, maybe go outside, take a breath of air and go, this is what it should be. Check the sundial.
It should be.
You're right.
3:30.
It's really, right now, really, it's 5:07.
I agree.
On the East Coast, really.
And when you used to, and you've been ranting about this for a very long time.
One of my bestest rants.
I used to be indifferent to it. I did not have an opinion. I find as I'm getting older, I'm coming over to your side of the fence. Because you know what? You're damn right.
Thank you, Mike.
It feels like 7 minutes after 5 o'clock right now.
You don't.
Not 7 minutes after 4.
2 weeks ago, it would have been 7 minutes after 5.
That's
I mean,
right. Well, the good news is, though, I guess the powers that be we're going to get our spring forward, what, 2 weeks earlier?
Yeah, 2 weeks earlier.
2 weeks earlier, and then
a week later.
All right, well, that's almost
B-F-D.
A month.
BFD.
And no one is jumping on my bandwagon, which is spring forward, fall forward. And every 6 months, you just set the clocks ahead.
Okay, say that for your weekend show.
I don't have one.
Oh, that's right. Hello there.
He's ridiculously sucking out today.
Don and Mike show, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
It's one of those days.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dave from Portland, Maine.
Hello. Hi there, Dave.
Dave in Portland.
Yeah, I'm just out here in Portland just listening to your show.
Mike, here you go. Area code 207 is Portland.
Now, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
All right.
Okay. No, I just want to give you guys a call. There wasn't really any particular reason except to just let you know I enjoy your show and I listen to you guys every day.
God bless
you. Thank you very much, and we are glad to hear that the phones are up and operating now.
That's what I call New England simplicity.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, the McRib is back.
What did he say?
The McRib.
Mike, you can take the rest of the day off. The McRib is back.
I didn't see it. I was there today. I was getting an ice cream cone today.
One of those regional deals.
I was getting an ice cream cone. Incidentally, an ice cream cone, which is 3 points.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
No, you can laugh all you want. It was actually premeditated for staying on my program.
You planned for that.
I didn't have breakfast this morning, and I had, I usually have a 5-point breakfast, so I'm 2 points ahead.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, radio up too loud.
The McRib would be 80 points.
Hello.
Didn't I go crazy when the McRib came out the first time?
That's why this guy called. He wanted you to know it's out again.
Good memory.
I'm trying to figure out if these calls are dropping off or if people are hanging up. Bear with me. Excuse me. Hello? See that? It just happened again. Really, I think we have to reboot it again. I mean, every single time. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, Portland, Maine, checking in.
It's Portland again.
Portland again.
Hey, Mike.
And
all right, now, Rob,
see? This is why I get on your lazy ass. Just because one guy got on the air, you immediately sat down as if, now I don't have to worry about this. And you saw what happened 2 seconds later, like the effing thing. Get your ass out of here. Go handle this. God damn it. Just give us equipment that works. Stupid NFers. God damn. Jesus Christ. Nails in the hand for this. Seriously, dragged through the streets of Jerusalem for this.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It always gets back to your main man, doesn't it?
Sure
you always
does,
Mike. You always bring him into it.
Tell you what, he'd make a goddamn great engineer.
He would.
I tell you what, he wouldn't be popping off the air and have telephones working and not working if Jesus was our engineer.
Absolutely. And as long as we have running water, everybody could get wasted every weekend.
Although I don't, I'm really not sure who to be frustrated with.
That makes it frustrating not to
You know what? It's strange. You know what I do believe? I believe we had a honeymoon period equipment-wise. I think a broadcast equipment is notoriously finicky, and I think everything was, they got everything up and running so well, and it just seems to me that this is the period of time we've been in here, 6 months?
Yeah,
you got it?
Yeah.
And at the 6-month mark, it's time for everything to be kind of get a little finicky and have to be retuned.
I found it interesting that I was looking on the Rupert's site over the weekend, and some people had written about the technical issues we had had.
Right.
And I found it highly interesting that Jeff, our engineer, took the time to write.
He did?
Yeah, and signed his name to it.
What did he say?
Freaking embarrassing. Just about how great this company is.
Well, you want to go on the company line.
You want to hear it?
I do.
I thought it was embarrassing. I didn't want to say anything to him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that I'm kind of ruining that now.
I was unaware of that.
Too bad, though. Yeah. I called Rob yesterday. We chatted. We had a nice laugh about it. I mean, it's one thing to goof on Rupert's site and everything, but Jesus Christ. Hold on a second. But I don't even have him on my favorites anymore.
So he felt strongly enough to fire off a little message.
Yeah. There was some, let me find it here. There was somebody writing about how CBS sucks, that we're the most important show on the station, they can't keep us on the air.
I remember reading that. I didn't check, I didn't get any deeper into that.
Hold on, yeah, because Rob gave me a call yesterday. He said, hey, have you checked out Rupert's site? I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, my God, look, for goodness sakes, look, Jeff wrote something. I had his name to it.
Well, it's got to be, then. I mean, I don't think anybody would know his name outside of our business.
And be reached here. Oh, okay.
Nothing's easy.
God damn.
Well, You got
November 7th through 11th. Okay.
Occasionally you have to slop through
there the
panhandling.
All right, here it is. Here it is. Now, keep in mind that on Rupert's site over the weekend, for instance, here's one of the messages that was on Rupert's site. What a crack engineering staff WJFK has. The one show on there now, pathetic radio station, anyone bothers to pay attention to, and they can't seem to figure out how to keep it on the air. In case you didn't know, WJFK is run by Infinity, the cheapest owners in the business. They make cheap channel look like the fairy godmother when it comes to allocating money to engineering and new gear. Come on, these people are still running cart machines for their spots, and the carts they've been using have been recycled for the last 10 years. Place your blame where blame belongs. Manage it.
I don't really have much of an issue with that.
Then there's another one. Then there's another one that says, I can't believe that that Don and Mike weren't on the air today because they have technical issues. Oh, and, hey, Rupert. You're funny. Let me see. Posted by the webmaster of RadioGodsForum.com. Someone linked this from our fan site to Rupert's site.
Okay.
This is the explanation they had as a joke on their website. Couldn't get the problem. This is on Friday.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the problems fixed in 10 minutes, so Mike left. Don didn't want to do the show without Mike, so no live show today. It's all Mike O'Mara's fault. Don pleaded with him not to go, but with a wave and a hearty so long, losers, Mike left the building.
We all begged.
That's funny. Just technical issues, but since Don gets the blame for everything, figured we would pawn this off on Mike.
Thank you.
So, they forward this to Rupert, and he writes Dave's response.
Yes, please.
Because he just does not get jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, if Don can't do the show without Mike, I guess that makes Mike even more indispensable than we thought. Perhaps we ought to start calling it the Mike and Don Show.
Oh, God. Oh. He's still on that game?
He is.
Make it.
All right. He is. I know. It's what it is.
It's what he does. Right.
So all of this is going on, and now you have the engineer, Jeff Lockridge.
You got it? You found it?
Yeah, I just found it.
Okay.
Dave, I know the armchair programmers, engineers, and bashers in the mailbag hate it when facts get in the way of their wild speculation and conspiracy theories, but I have to set the record straight about WJFK ownership and management being cheap. An unsigned poster said, in case you didn't know, WJFK is run by Infinity, the cheapest owners of the building, blah, 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 cart machines, blah, blah, blah. He puts the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Infinity hasn't owned WJFK for a while.
Right.
It's CBS now.
Mm-hmm.
So. Second, WJFK stopped using carts 3 years ago. It's been a PC-based live assist system since then.
Right.
Except for Don and Mike, there are no carts in use at any of the CBS-owned stations in D.C. Because the large volume of content Don and Mike have on cart, they still do use them occasionally. As for the company being cheap, we have a facility in Lanham that was built new in 1999. Mm-hmm. Kind of a weak argument. It's 2006.
7 years old.
WARW moved into a new facility in 2005. Don and Mike have moved into a new facility this year,
right.
And WJFK is in the middle of replacing two studios with all new gear.
Mm-hmm.
WARW, Don and Mike, WJFK are all using SAS Rubicon control services and 32KD routers.
Thought so.
Call them for a Call them for a price quote and see how cheap they are. In the last 3 years, we've installed a new 50,000-watt combined main transmitter and HD radio transmitter for WPGC and a new 30-kilowatt transmitter at their backup site and a new HD transmitter for ARW. And we're working on a whole new transmitter for WLLZ right now. In over 25 years in this business, I've never worked for a company that's as supportive of their engineering staff as CBS is. And I've never been funded as richly. Jeff Lockridge.
Wow.
What a freaking load.
Jesus, Jeff, what a liar you are. What a liar you are. This place sucks ass. Oh, is he here?
Yes, he's here.
Come in here, Jeff.
Come in here and stand up for yourself, for God's sake.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ. Listen, we were never angry at the engineers.
No.
But this company sucks ass. Jeff.
You're a good company guy, Jeff.
Jeff, if you ever want to vent about DCR-TV, come on the air and do it.
Okay.
Don't write something and sign your name to it, for goodness sake. And this company sucks. I know it.
They treat me well.
Yeah, they treat me well, too, and I'm still bitching.
You can be treated well, and you can bitch. You can vent. You can get it out of your system, you know?
So what is an SAN Rubicon control surface and 32 KB router?
Well, the Rubicon is what you is that console right there in front of you.
Okay, that's the board, right?
Yep, control board.
Okay.
And the 32 KB router is the brain to it.
Okay.
But we wouldn't give anything away by saying how much this stuff costs. Right? I mean, we're not releasing any incredible secrets. How much does that equipment that he's sitting in front of right now, how much does that cost?
The board, how much?
The board. Roughly.
Between these two rooms and everything here, it was about $80,000.
$80,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is two stop sets.
Now the good ones.
I'm kidding.
The good ones are about what, $300,000.
How much for a good one?
There is good ones. And these, of course, you got everything in here. The way I understand it, on eBay, isn't that right?
Oh yeah, exactly. Now Jeff, nothing but praise for you. I've told you that from day one. You have hand built this studio.
Beautiful.
All this stuff, all this like.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
All of these banks with all of this stuff. Jeff custom made.
Very cool stuff.
All of this made.
Yeah.
Did a beautiful job on all of this.
Yeah.
I understand being frustrated by seeing something on a website with anonymous people.
Right.
God knows I've screamed.
It's the
it
anonymous
up.
Ones that piss me off.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, but no one will write their name. I don't even mind. Who am I to say? I'm not one to say to you that I wouldn't mind, but, you know, so you're mad and you write something. I got that. You want to write people, hey, F you. You know, I didn't screw things up. Why you got to write this is such a great place?
Right.
This really is not such a great place. If this really was such a great place, why are we still staring at big holes in the wall? I mean, we really don't get into this, man, because we don't want to bust your ass. You did a great job with the commercial.
Yeah, and you got all the stuff to get us up on the air, and that was the priority, and you did that. And, you know, and we are forever grateful for that. It's a wonderful
thing. The wall treatment is coming, but I had to put it off for some other stuff.
Did you hear the dump truck drive by today?
That and the fire engine. It's in the hammers next door.
You can hear that occasionally. You can hear that occasionally.
Anyway, if you're ever very upset about something on Rupert's site or anything, come on in.
Come here.
Okay. I mean, really.
And just know about that guy that runs that website. He's a conjurer.
Oh, I know.
He's a prognosticator.
You're a friend, so come on in. You're a friend, even though Mike totally disagrees with you about politics.
But at the same time, he falls in that category of people that I respect about politics because he cares.
You.
He cares, and he has an opinion.
Yep.
The only people I don't respect are people that don't have opinions. And, you know, as long as you have an opinion, and you're like me, you like letting people know what it is. I dig that.
Yeah.
I totally dig that. I really do. That, to me, makes it fun. Yeah. That makes the whole thing fun.
Dear
my condolences into that.
Thank you.
Dear.
It was a long time coming.
Yeah,
and it
sure was.
You know,
it was not my fault.
Unfortunately, with many of them, like I told you before, it was deserved, but you know,
now
we've got
sucks.
New Republicans we can bring in over the next year.
Yeah, no, Jeff, we're actually going to welcome you to the Democratic Party now.
Jeff, we're just going to keep this to radio right now.
Okay.
Because this is starting now, isn't it?
Yeah.
You two, it's starting. I mean, you two guys. Hey,
separate.
There's a girl that wants to talk to you about your love. Hold on. Jeanette.
Hi,
Jeanette.
Hi, I was just calling. I just love to listen to it when the nerds get their pocket protectors all in a twist.
I do not wear a pocket protector and never have.
He's not a nerd. I understand his frustration. God knows I've screamed about it on that website for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so much easier just to scream and just get it out of your system. I mean, you write something down, and as dumb as it sounds,
so you're offering the forum is what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're offering our forum where it can't be modified.
Even though
modified.
I often answer with the juvenile insults and crude profanity.
Well, maybe you should give
I'm not lowering myself to their level.
Right. What was that, man?
Really?
Right.
Let him do a blog instead of going to Rupert's website.
You'd like to see Jeff do a blog?
The engineer's blog.
Yeah.
God help us. An engineer's blog. You ought to do a blog, keep it one page, and fill it with as much technical jargon as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Because you hear these guys. You hear these guys talking. I'm up there. That's before the show. I'm right next to Jeff's office, and I hear him talking to the other engineers. My brain starts to hurt just from the spillover.
Nerd City.
It is.
All right. Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
See, Jeff, you got a groupie.
Oh.
You got a groupie.
Lucky me.
So write a blog. If you got a chance, well, one of the you don't have a chance. You got to go fix everything,
right?
That's very right.
So, and it's like, what are you doing in here? You should be doing your job.
You know, I was listening today. I was listening to you, and you were going through It's been a rather busy couple of weeks, has it not?
It has indeed.
I was listening to him. You know, we think, of course, that it's only us, and I'm hearing him talk to somebody. I have no idea who you were talking to. I don't know what it, but I just heard your end of the conversation. And you're going on and on about this, then we have to get somebody out here, then we have to get somebody out here.
And things always happen when somebody goes on vacation.
Right? Ah, that's right. Somebody's on vacation.
Hold on, there's one more call.
You know, on the milk parmesan days.
For Jeff.
No vacation.
No vacation.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi, do you want to talk to Jeff?
I think we lost the call. I think the software screwed up again.
Hello?
Hey, guys.
Oh, hi.
There he is.
Oh, thank God.
Hi.
Sorry about that. Hey, Rob needs to come clean because actually he sold Jeff that stuff on eBay.
Yes, but Jeff was able to bid with confidence.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, Jeff, you're excused. And again, anytime you feel the frustration, just come on in here.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
Good man. And why'd you say the goddamn truth? The problem is how many engineers for this company? It really... We own... How many stations CBS own in this market?
Five.
How many engineers do we have?
Smart.
Oh, we got a spare.
Smart. That's smart. You have...
Would it be optimally, seriously, to really make sure everything was always covered, how many per station should you have? Two, at least two, probably three, right?
In a dream world.
And this is what he's the company man. You can see him wrestling with it right now. He knows what I'm saying.
In a dream
true.
World, of course.
Right, in a dream world.
But yeah. I thought CBS was great. You were working in a dream world.
Well, it's compared to some of the other, most of the other stuff that's out there.
It's like what this
in fact,
level,
I don't think compared to all everything else that I've read, I've heard of.
Like this level of hell is just a little bit better than the
right.
level of hell below us.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Jeff Lockridge, thank you very much. Otherwise known as... The establishment.
Yeah.
He's laughing as he's going down the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, what a-holes those guys are these
days.
You
know what he'd really like to get? He'd really like to get some dirty emails.
Yeah.
ladies, send them to donandmikewebsite.com. Your erotic emails for Jeff Lockridge are sexy engineer.
He needs to relax. If know what we mean.
We got to motivate him to make him not worry about kissing ass with the company and getting the job done. And I think that, Mike, you're right. You know what? Tension release.
Absolutely. And you know what? Then we not only get the wall coverings in here, we get a lot of little creature comforts that'll make us all get to work a little earlier.
Jeff, you ever heard of a little tape called Handies Across America? I recommend it highly.
Sure.
Volume 7 is a keeper.
Jeff, and once we're ready to put the wall coverings up and do all the finishing work on this building, think Austin Powers. That's what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're looking for.
That mod look.
That retro mod look, which I think is very popular nowadays.
Hey, who? Look who's back.
He couldn't stay away.
He's writing.
There he is.
He couldn't stay away.
The finisher. Hi, Rob.
Hi there.
Hi, friend. Hello there, Don Mike Show.
Hey to the gods.
Hi,
wondering
there.
When you guys are coming back to Baltimore for an appearance.
What was that date that you had penciled in the other day?
December. Hold on. December. Oh, God. What is it? The 33rd? No. Hold on. Seriously, February 30th.
Yeah, Feb 30, we're going to be in Baltimore.
Feb 30, we're going to be at Hammerjacks.
Hammerjacks?
Yep, Feb 30.
Feb 30. I know it's like 3 months away, but that's when we're going to be there.
That's
great. Thank you very much.
We're going to have a big thing with the morning show.
Is
with,
it Feb 30 or Feb 29?
Feb 30, Mike. 30. It's a leap year.
Right.
Feb 30. Okay? See you there.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Get your tickets now.
Big February 30th.
We'll be there with the new morning show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio deities. I run an ad agency in Sacramento. I'll place your TV for you, no charge.
You know what? If you mean what you say,
are you on the level?
I mean it.
He's in it.
I don't believe him.
No, believe me.
I don't believe him because it's
20 years in Sacramento TV and radio.
We were discussing the Sacramento cell phone technology. We believe that their towers might be half size out there. Because most of the calls from there are sounding a little bit...
Like about as tall as the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, well, they're not really towers. I think most of the cell phone stuff is put on stepladders. Sometimes they blow up.
They just have a bunch of midgets standing on street corners.
Just midgets.
Just holding...
Coat hangers.
Yep, absolutely.
Wire
hangers. Coat hangers. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike.
This is John from Ocean City.
You know John from Ocean City.
How you guys doing? Hey,
only reason I was asking, has Jeff always been at that studio, or did he move up there with you guys?
He actually goes all over the place.
Yeah, we actually are very happy that Jeff is the chief engineer for the company here, and we kind of have him to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I asked was, is that the same, and I say this, you know, is that the same ill-fated studio that Greaseman had? Because, Don, you know, the reason I asked Don, remember when the guy, before you moved up, said, do you want a studio audience? Because that's what they
have. Yeah, this in fact is the studio that Doug Trek used to work out of, although they tore down walls and moved stuff around. We're actually not in the studio that he used to be in.
He was in John's studio.
Yeah.
The audience was in Buzz's studio.
This is just way too behind the scenes, though, for anybody to really care about.
It's a little like buying a house somebody committed suicide in.
Hello there, Don and Mike. Thank you, Buzz. Hello.
You know, I brought my dog over here, and he just went to a corner of the building, and it was scratching.
Uh-huh.
Crying.
It's like the Amityville Horror.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi there.
Hold on a second. Let me pull my pants up quick, just a second.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tell you what.
Take your time.
Let me pull mine down real fast. Jesus Christ, our Savior. Nails through the hands of this.
That's right.
I know what will fix all of this.
What?
A German pornographer.
Hey. Now we're talking.
Now, Kong, tell me something about this.
It's a pair of people, Tommy and Leona. They live in Berlin.
Yes.
And their website, we can't say, but I can tell you what it is. It's fwordforforest.com.
Oh.
And what they do is they will sign you up, and you get to watch them pornographicate on their website, and they raise money for, I think, in Costa Rica and Venezuela, the rainforest. So they're looking for models.
So they're doing it for charity?
Yeah, for the rainforest.
For the rainforest.
It's a webcam, and you get to watch two German people effing on...
There's lots of sex. I didn't pay to get in, so they'll explain
it to us. So you pay, and the money goes to saving the environment.
Yeah, and pretty soon they're flying to Costa Rica to see what they've done.
That's a naughty, naughty country, I guess.
Have you spoken to them directly?
I have spoken to Leona.
Is the English acceptable?
Yes, actually, Tommy's is very good. The best conversation, and John was really curious as to what I was talking to, because I had to run down a list of the words he couldn't say. He says, "Well, why not? You can't say that." And I said,
"Well, so he didn't know our standard,
like the F word."
Yeah,
and
he thinks it's silly that we can't cuss.
So do I.
He's right.
Well, why didn't you tell him we thought Hitler was silly?
I did.
Please turn on the webcam and watch Leona and I do the Prussian dragon trick.
All right. So we love all things German. So we will talk to Rob's favorite German pornographer. We come right back. This reminder that our anti 107.9 commercial thing, YouTube,
is
on. Can we put that on our website, on the front page of our website?
Sure.
Just like an explanation of what it is, so they don't have to just rehash it over and over again.
I want you to do a negative ad about this other radio station that stole the YouTube ad from us.
Right.
You know, do a 30-second negative ad, just like one of those negative campaign ads, only worse.
And I just have such faith in our audience.
Mm-hmm.
During the first commercial set, I went to YouTube, and I was really pissed. I said to Mike, God damn it, there's none up yet.
20 minutes.
Let me just check it real fast.
Going to see you now. It's been a little longer.
When we started our own contest, the first one was posted rather quickly, I think, within the first day. So I wouldn't be surprised if the first negative ad popped up maybe before the end of the show today.
Kind of lets you know when they've got those ad agencies that are producing those big money commercials. They can get them done quicker.
Get her done?
Get her done in a half hour.
Right? Now, hold up. No videos found for 107.9 The Edge commercial.
The end.
That's why.
The end.
The end is their name. The Edge would probably be the proper name, but they weren't bright enough to give it that name.
But I bet they played the best mix.
Yeah, of course they did.
Okay. The end was more depressing sounding, and for Sacramento, that seemed right.
Nope, no new ones up on YouTube yet. I'm terribly let down by our audience.
I'm terribly let down and terribly disappointed.
They're all the same.
It was diddly, poo.
Music on the go.
Music.
Penguins love the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, somebody used penguins?
It's one of the graphics that they had available.
Incidentally, penguins way too overexposed in everything today.
That's why I think we should kill them all, Mike.
Let God sort them out.
Kill all the penguins this week.
No, you don't have to kill them all, Don, but you can actually replace turkey with penguin.
Ooh.
Oh, why not? Why not?
Them up?
Yeah. Why? I mean, it's the same thing, right? It's a bird.
Fatty, though.
How do you know it's fat? Have you gone to, like, have you eaten one?
Well, look where they live. They would have to be fatter.
No.
They'd freeze their ass off.
I just think that would be a wonderful way to, like, take care of the penguin problem, which is a problem.
It's become a problem.
I didn't know.
I saw your man, excuse me, the man that you are often compared to, Robin Williams, on TV promoting his new talking penguin movie.
Does he have a talking penguin movie?
Yeah, he's got, like, one of those Ice Age movies.
Is this a big follow-up to RV?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, the follow-up to RV was
that
the
political one that's
right.
already on DVD.
He ran for president.
God, man. Start drinking again. That's my advice to him. Really, just send him a bottle of whiskey.
God, we got a lot going on today. Get that YouTube contest going, everybody, please. We have more news from our station down in Miami, more great hate feedback that we'll get to in a moment.
Good. Wonderful.
Big shout-out to them. They're loving the show down there.
Good.
And, Mike, I don't know if you heard this over the intercom today. I was cutting some IDs for them.
I did hear you doing the IDs.
And I love this. I actually laughed when I read it the first time.
Uh-huh.
This is the top of the hour ID for our station in South Florida. The way they wrote it and the way they say it on the top of the hour.
Right.
Mantalk 640 is WMEN, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and English-speaking Miami.
It's very interesting the way they're marketing that.
Isn't it?
Is that like a particular area you go into with a sign or what? How does that work?
That's what I asked them to do.
English-speaking Miami.
That's so
very different.
That is so
very
great.
Different. Yeah, it's funny.
So great.
Is that their concept, or do they actually say English-speaking Miami?
I don't know. Boca Raton.
Sadly.
Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach, and
English-speaking Miami.
Well, we speak English. I guess that's yeah. That's why they're doing that. We appreciate it.
Buenos dias. Okay, we'll come right back with the German porno guy.
Please.
And gal. Be right back.
The Don and Mike Show.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
Delightful tea party, isn't it, General Booker?
If you like tea party.
Our guests are certainly enjoying themselves, sir. That's the third tray of hors d'oeuvres LeBeau has sent in.
The fat little lady in the red dress has been eating steadily over an hour and a half.
That's my wife.
Did I say red dress? I meant green dress, of course. I'm colorblind, you know.
Frank, you meant the lady in the red dress, and she has been eating steadily for an hour and a half.
I'm sure Mrs. Burkholder was famished when she arrived. It's a long trip to this camp, you know.
Exactly 2 miles. And she ate a sandwich in the car.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
We're going to take a shower, both of us.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Hi, Chris. Tell me something about yourself.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Wow. What else?
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday.
What about something from my best buddy Mike?
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
But I'd like you to show me some positions and move.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Using their words to thin the herd. The Don and Mike Show.
No kidding. Oh, let me see. Oh, German pornographer's on. Here we go. All right, now, the website.
Yeah, bold.
Is F word. You know, F you, you know what it is.
Right.
If you see Kay Ballard,
right.
Tell her to have a happy day for the Don and Mike Show.
Right.
So it's F word. For Forest, Forest.com.
Run, Forest, run!
And they are two people from Berlin, pornographers.
Leona and Tommy.
They're looking for models to volunteer and pose and entertain on the website.
Huh. You know what I like the most of this whole thing, Don?
What?
I like their motto, which is change reality with love and sexuality.
So welcome to the show. Here's Leona and Tommy joining us from Germany. Hi, you cats.
Hello?
Ah, wie geht's?
I don't speak German, actually. I'm Norwegian.
Norwegian, but you're in Germany.
I'm in Berlin, yes. It's not really Germany.
Oh, we were told you were German.
Ah, that's strange. I'm actually German, and I'm actually Norwegian. I'm Leona.
You're not German?
What?
You're not German.
No, I'm not German.
Hold on, please.
One moment.
God. Wow.
Well, you heard an accent?
I think Leona is German. Let me check.
Why don't you go find out?
I will.
That's kind of our whole hook on this thing. Is that there?
It says these Berlin residents, so they live in Germany. Where do they live in Norway? We'll find out.
Where is she from? Hang on, please.
I see.
Where is she from, Robbie?
She's from Sweden.
Sweden.
So they're not Krauts.
No, but they do live in Berlin.
Oh, great. Talk to them on your weekend show, then. I mean, okay, we'll talk to them for a second. But I mean, the whole
they are pornographers.
The whole fun was that they were Germans.
Yeah,
for
goodness sake. That's right. Yeah. Maybe we could ask them how the German people are responding to this.
Uh-huh. So you're not Krauts. Do you get Norwegian wood?
What?
La, 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 la. One of my favorite all-time songs.
Grasping at German. That song was actually about marijuana or something.
What, Norwegian wood?
Yeah.
Do you smoke a lot of marijuana, Sammy?
Sometimes.
But you are not from Germany. You live in Germany.
I live in Berlin.
You live in Berlin. Now, how do the German people react to your activities?
Well,
Hold on. Can you hold on 1 second, please?
1 moment, please.
I'm just reading the prep sheet. I never read the prep sheet that Rob gives us.
Right.
Leona and Tommy, fwordforforest.com. Mm-hmm. These Berlin residents started this website to protect and replenish the rainforests. These pornographers are German, which is nice. Now I know how you felt, Mike, when I was yelling at him that day and he didn't say anything.
Yeah, I know.
This is you, right? This is not from a service. That's you, right?
No, I found it online. The article indicated they were German. When they lived in Berlin, when you call Berlin and they indicate that they're German, I thought that was where we needed to go.
Hey, did you guys ever indicate to, when our producer Rob called you, did he ever ask if you were German or did you do anything to indicate that either of you were German?
Why should any of us indicate that we are German?
Why would you?
Because that would have gone Rob's way, unfortunately.
Why would you have?
I was just hoping.
It was the article that I had read that indicated to me they were German. And when they lived in Berlin...
Was the indication that they were Berlin residents? Is that what was the indication?
And the accent. Wouldn't you say they sound German?
But it doesn't really matter towards our project, does it?
Oh,
I think some people like it to matter.
It matters for our project.
It matters desperately, Tommy.
You must understand, we have a unique love-hate, mainly hate relationship with Germany because... Well, after all, let's not forget what they did back in the day.
WW2 and all, you know, never forget. So we really don't have
any... what are America doing right now? You should be looking at your own country.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
Well, let me just tell you this, my friend from the Netherlands. You wouldn't be in Berlin right now talking to us if it wasn't for the United States of America.
Norway.
What did I say?
The Netherlands.
Same thing. Regardless.
That probably was what Rob was going
Regardless,
on.
Hold on. Us in Iraq is not like Hitler in Germany.
What? No, it's like everything is not totally the same, but history has...
No, hold on a second. Hitler killed millions of innocent Jews.
Uh-huh.
I grant you the fact it's effed up that the United States is in Iraq, but George Bush ain't George Hitler.
George Hitler.
George W. Hitler. It's not only Iraq. USA has done. They've been in.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Now, Tommy, back in WW2, you know, it's widely regarded internationally that our involvement saved the world, the free world as we know it.
The United States of America.
I mean, you got to get. Oh, you don't believe that?
I don't see a free world right now. We control.
No, but let's say the Western world.
How about how about back in 1941 and 42?
If we hadn't stepped in,
do you think you'd be having a website with people effing and the DJs would be calling you if Hitler had won?
It doesn't really matter.
No, it matters for the purpose of argument. It matters for the purpose of this argument.
You better answer because it's the only reason you're still on the air.
Okay, but it's not a problem what happened then. We should see what's happening now and learn from the past.
See, that's
and okay. That maybe I'm against war in any form. So
that's fine. That we can accept that.
I don't really see that America can do something against some bad people and now.
Did you just say do something like with that very Swedish do?
Or a Norwegian do?
Very obviously, even to me, not a talented mimic like Mike, not an aficionado of the voice. This man's not a Kraut.
No.
This man is not a German sympathizer.
No. But he seems to have...
He could work at IKEA.
He seems to have a point of view that might be expressed in Berlin. That, I that is not the first time I have heard our involvement in Iraq compared, and it really doesn't,
No.
Not that anyone is saying that things are going well in Iraq, but
to stack it up against one of the great genocides in world history is that's very unfair, Tommy.
What is American industries doing to nature all over the world, for example, and with the economy of the world?
Tommy.
All right, how many trees did Hitler kill?
What?
How many trees did Hitler kill? How much of the ozone layer did Hitler burn off?
You know he had to use hairspray on that mop of his.
Actually, he was a big nature fan.
Hey, Tommy, are you anti-American, Tommy?
I'm anti-globalization and anti...
I'm anti-you. Goodbye.
Thanks, Dieter.
Bye!
There you go. Yeah, for
another,
force.
Another good booking for Rob. Thanks, Robbie.
Well, I thought that would have gone better.
they were interesting. And we never even got a chance to speak to the Swede. And I like Swedish women. Especially, you know, Swedish women who are in pornography.
Yes.
But isn't that the great tradition of pornography? I mean,
yeah.
Didn't it all start when we were
Swedes.
Kids?
Yeah.
As Swedish, it was yeah. Swedish films, right?
Yeah,
Swedish stewardess.
Right.
Swedish erotica.
You would have the
Wasn't
whole...
Seika your great...
Yes.
Yeah, the original porn.
Seika, man.
Right. But for the
purpose... She held up, but she stayed in the game too long.
As you said, Mike, for the purpose of argument, and that's what this is now turning to between
yes.
at least me and Rob,
mm-hmm.
This thing was about... Germans having a pornography, right?
So Germans pornography, funny. Norwegian Swede pornography, not as funny.
So
I understand.
Also, when you guys riff on that whole, oh yeah, this is why we like the pornography thing. This is like the way, Jesus Christ.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Talking to Tommy, he did have, and I don't want to generalize, even though
I
had
Mike. I love it.
But I will.
Do.
Oh man, he had that kind of. I had a lot of guys when I went to American University that were from West Germany,
yeah.
And it was West Germany. That's how old I am.
Right.
And man, he had that same kind of. Well, what do you do? You have to realize, you know, he's sitting over there eating our food. That's the way I looked at it too.
Screw him.
Mm-hmm.
Screw him. And the horse he rode to town on. Yeah, there you go. You got to just take your Nazi music out of the machine now. I guess we don't need that today, do we? He's all excited. His Nazi marches in there.
Sure. Well, he heard what he wanted to hear. That speaks to the entire attitude. That would be what it is. It's you know, that's the whole idea.
A boy can dream.
Right.
Oh, boy. And keep in mind, that was postponed from Friday. That was supposed to be on Friday's show. And I said to Rob, I am so hot to talk to these German pornographers you've told me about.
Right.
Book them on Monday.
Yeah. I want to know if one lives in Sweden and the other lives in Norway, what the hell are they doing living in Berlin? Who let them in?
Hiding. I don't know.
I assume they were German.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
The article indicated they were
yeah.
German.
Yeah, I heard you. Hello. Yeah, hi.
Hey, is Mike, is
yes.
Rob there?
Rob's right here, sir.
Hey, Rob, great producing. As...
Okay, he doesn't need to hear
it. Don't pile on.
He doesn't need to hear it. Well, he needs to hear it. But he needs to hear it from somebody besides our listeners.
Right.
Begins to hurt my feelings.
Because that's all we're getting now is people calling saying that. Okay, so let's
people
want to
jump on Rob?
That's yep. not right.
No, that could be pornographic, too. I almost said pornographic.
That wouldn't save the rainforest.
No.
To jump on me? Jump on. Jump aboard.
And you know, hey, can I give you my assessment, even though we didn't get a chance to interview this guy? This F4Forest.com.
Bad porno, I'm guessing.
You know what
Mike.
This is? I'm sure it's bad porno. And, you know, he's trying to work that whole save the rainforest thing in just so he can get his
nut.
That's it.
Get his nut. It
has nothing to do with the rainforest and the good of mankind.
Christ, he thinks Iraq is like Berlin.
And they both looked a little dirty.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know,
were they the real sex kind of people?
So hold on.
Yeah.
You even saw them on the web, but you couldn't tell that they were Sweden and Swedish.
Well, they blonde hair, blue eyed.
They were fair haired and blue eyed. They passed my test.
But if anybody can pick a Nazi out, or excuse me, as they say now in these PC times, yeah. a German out,
mm-hmm.
it's you.
Yes, but keep in mind that's all Nordic area.
I'd sure like to see what they look like.
Can't get it on the computer here because of the CBS filter.
Ah,
we can't. Get it up on the computer. That's a joke. You can't get it up on the computer because it has the F word.
That's a shame.
You can check it out at home.
Oh, sure, that's think. Good. Check it out at home. Look, why don't you go read about a bit that never happened on our show? Go enjoy it. That's really great, Rob. Maybe you can just do a show for everybody. Come on the air every day and tell everybody websites they should go to that really won't work on the show, but maybe they'd like to see you later when they get home at night.
That wouldn't be very good.
Rob, I think we've learned that you can't judge a book by its cover.
Not even Mein Kampf.
Okay. Thank you.
And I've seen that book.
I bet you have.
All right.
I bet you have it somewhere in your house.
Thank you.
Somewhere in a secret door under your Hindenburg display.
There's no secret.
Jesus Christ. I've mentioned his name a lot today. He'd better come to me in my sleep tonight. I've been calling for him all day today.
Oh, if he does. I love it when he does that. We have such great shows for about 4 days.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Beth Ann.
Hi, Beth Ann.
Please come
back. Remember you guys used to laugh?
No.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable. Phones need to be rebooted again.
Oh, my God, Betty. Look at her butt.
You know what we could do?
What?
Now, hear me out on this. It would be a lateral move for both of them.
Yeah.
What if Rob was to become the chief engineer for CBS and Jeff Lockridge was to become our producer?
Honest answer? Not really sure I'm comfortable with that.
Take his politics out of it, Mike.
Don't care.
I'm up for it. Let's give it a try.
I tell you, it would be about the same amount of room in the studio. Rob, I'm just making a comedy.
I'm sure I don't even know what that means.
All right, dangerously, we'll try another call. Not because of what might be on the other end, just seeing if a phone call actually can stay on the air with us.
I'll tell you, that lateral move would be like watching something go through the Panama Canal.
Our bogus software. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi. Hey, how are you?
Hello? Is there any signal on the line? Hello, yes, go ahead, please. How are you? Welcome to the all-new Greaseman show. Did I confuse you? Did it drop out?
No, it dropped out!
It dropped out?
It dropped out! Every call we take, they get on the air for 2 seconds, and the call just drops out.
Oh, God.
There he goes. Now he's
oh, dear.
Got to go. Rob's going to go handle the situation right after he calls the Norwegian and the Swede and apologizes to them because they weren't on the air today.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Because I know that's how he
works.
Well,
technically, they were on the air.
But I know, listen, I know this about him. He will call them up and he will tell them, I'm sorry that it didn't work out.
Why? Because it's good to have friends in Berlin.
Because it's the way Rob is.
You never know.
Because it's just the way that he is.
Right. It's frustrating sometimes.
Top of the world, Mike. Top of the world.
Feeling strong now. Feeling good now.
Sure. Why not?
I'm not going to call those Germans. And I wasn't going to either.
Really? You promised? You promised you weren't going to?
Yeah, and look, I still called them Germans. That Swede, those faux Germans, those fake Germans.
Well, Tommy was Norwegian, and Tommy was anti-American. Ludicrous.
You know what I think? I think they really were Germans, and they're tricking us, just like they did 60 years ago.
Okay, thank you. Well, we'll break, and we'll come back. And I tell you what, the next segment won't suck, because for the rest of the show, it'll just be Mike and I.
We're here. We're
That's
ready
all.
To believe you.
For the rest of the show, it'll just be us. I mean, and of course, Buzz. Yeah. And of course, Buzz.
Buzz is here in control over on that side of the studio.
That's right. For the rest of the show, we're just going to see. Let them work out the problems with the telephones. Let Rob work out his issues with keeping this job. And we'll come right back. And you know what we're going to do? As Cher sings, if I could turn back time, we're just going to pretend the previous 3 days have not happened.
Exactly. We just got here. It's time to do a show.
It's Friday.
It's time to be entertaining.
It's Friday.
And we'll all tell you about what great days we had on Thursday.
We can't see or have a can of beer.
Fantastic. This is a Friday show. You're going to get that happy Friday show you didn't get on Friday, and you're going to get it on Monday. How good is that?
I guarantee there are going to be three huge games this weekend. Redskins are going to kick ass, going to beat the Eagles.
Yep. Okay. Giants are going to beat the Bears.
The Bears.
Yeah, three.
And here's my stone-cold lock. Cincinnati by 30 over San Diego.
Stop it. No problem at all.
You heard me right. Who needs telephones? Who needs guests? Who needs a producer?
And, of course, coming up on Monday's show, we look forward to that interview with Jack Palance. His second visit on the show.
He'll be in Germany.
Yes.
Jack Palance will be calling us long distance from Germany, along with Ed Bradley.
Yeah,
that would have been on Thursday's show, actually.
I think
Bradley
was on
Thursday's
show.
Passed on
Wednesday night.
Would have been on Thursday, right. So Jack Palance.
I think the Jack Palance
that's
was the
timely
was the
one,
go-to.
Mike.
That was the weekend.
There you go.
My number
Who's
one
the big
guy.
Winner? Mikey's the big winner.
Very good.
All right. German pornographer time. You know, look at your own friggin' watch. We got a break.
Stowing away in Berlin, the Swede and the Norwegian.
Well, we'll come. You know what we can do? Well,
what?
No wonder they hate our show down in Miami.
Why?
And with good reason. It cannot suck enough today.
Right.
We will come back and we will listen to, a nice montage of brand new hate mail we've received from South Florida.
No.
Or hate voicemail, I should say.
How dare you?
Hate voicemail.
How dare you? Good.
First, it appears that they've attempted to reboot again.
Okay.
Try a phone call. Let's just see if the lines work, even. Hello.
Take a phone call.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, right now.
Oh, man, I've been waiting so long to talk to you.
Now.
See that? Oh. See that?
I think he may have done that on purpose.
No, you think
he was doing that? Oh, that's, now that enters another thing into it.
Okay. Buzz,
now you're
going to
make me. No, that sounded exactly like they do when they're.
Not a chance.
All right.
Not a chance. Well, okay. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don?
Yes, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Top of the world, as I've said 8,000 times. Hi.
Excellent. Hey, you can tell Rob that I'm my great-grandfather was German, and I like to watch porn. I don't know if you can interview me.
Are you German?
My great...
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay, all right.
Okay.
All right, okay.
Good. That's good.
Now we know. That's good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but,
like I said. So
hey, the cameras are working.
We will hear some stuff from the station in Miami.
Good. That is a good thing.
And I know you can, I'm just talking out loud here, but you can do one of your great impressions. That's funny. That'll take up 20 minutes.
Thank you.
And then Buzz can do the news, and that'll take up the last hour. And then we can just go home. And I will just,
Have yourself a little toddy, maybe.
Pull a Robert Young tonight. What I think I'll do. Tonight I just get the hose.
Be in your garage.
Get up to my garage. And just write, the last words written on my garage in blood will be, they were not German, Rob. They weren't Krauts. What?
They simply lived in Germany.
In Berlin, to be exact.
Thank you. Gotcha. Heard you. Heard you every single time. Just like,
it's a combination, Rob. You know that. It's a combination of all these circumstances today. And you got a factor, the Friday factor. The Friday thing comes into it, too.
And it's really 6:04.
Yeah.
Not 5:04. Really, we should be able to get in our cars and go home in about an hour. We're going to stay here 2 extra hours because of this BS time change. All right, everybody. Let's clear the studios.
Clear the studios. We're going to... Okay, guys, we're going to fumigate again.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
The Don and Mike Show.
I didn't mean to play that one.
What, this song?
No, that's Day.
Or Chris Hansen.
At Chris Hansen's Day. My name is Earl.
Rated number one among simpletons and halfwits.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Thank you.
You're going to hate yourself for this, and then when you go to Hallmark to get a card to make up for it, you're not going to find one because it is too specific.
Well, it would have been better to play that one coming out of the commercial. That was really awesome.
Is that Jamie Presley?
Yes, it is.
I believe she, it's just my opinion, and I've not watched that show as much as you have, but I think she's the funniest thing on that show. With the whole character.
Welcome to our show.
Thanks, Dave.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? How you doing?
Clenching my jeans.
A little tough today. I certainly understand.
A little bit.
Little one hand tied behind our back today.
Everything's okay. They've rebooted the phones now.
Again?
Yes. Not. What?
They've changed the setting that they think will correct the problem.
Oh, good.
Fantastic. What setting is that, Rob?
The auto hang up setting.
Oh. Do they have an auto hang up? Sounds important.
Yes, they do.
What's your auto hang up, man? What's your auto hang up?
So, do the phones work right now?
They should. All I can go on is what Jeff told me. Is there was a system.
You know, for quite some long time, all Jeff was telling you is what you had told me.
They have spotted a symptom that they seem to think is the problem, and this will correct that. The auto hang up function.
The auto hang up function.
What was the symptom?
Ladies and gentlemen, we give you the auto hang up function.
What was the symptom that they found?
That when a blocked call would ring through, it would cut the phone off on the air.
Oh, that's not right. Well, that's pretty good diagnostics.
Okay, well, let's see.
Should work.
Let's see how the phones are working now.
Let's see what happens.
Hello there, Don and Mike.
Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, that clip you play with the you never miss a jump split. Where'd you get that from?
That's from Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders tryout thing like 3 years ago.
Thank you.
Okay.
You never miss a jump split.
Okay, well, that would...
He stayed for the whole call. You hung up on him, correct?
Yes, I just did hang
up
on him.
That was a completed call.
I realized my mistake. Oops, well, I just... Look at that.
Oh, no.
What a mess.
No, that's just the one last thing. That's the one last thing.
I just...
Everybody duck!
No, that was not even planned. But look what the Sharpie did to my beautiful Packers hoodie,
and it's
Mike.
Red. It's not going to go with the green.
I was...
Oh, did you get a tattoo over the weekend?
No, I'm doing that next weekend.
Oh, next weekend.
I just was making a point with my Sharpie, and it flew off.
Cap flew off.
The cap flew off, and look at that. Now it looks like I've been hit by a sniper.
Oh, my God.
I got blood all over my Packers hoodie. What I did, my mistake was hanging up on the guy, because I do that when we're doing a normal show, when the equipment is working.
Oh, yes, and you're trying to actually move the calls along.
Right.
But now we're in a test mode, so even perhaps a challenged listener, someone who would not be an entertaining call, would be able to linger a little longer.
Mm-hmm. Let's try another.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Time for another call.
Hello.
Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
How are you? Was that a hang up, do you think? Or
no, it was not a hang up, and my hands were right here on the board, and that was not a blocked call. Okay?
Hey,
dudes, seriously, I'm about 2 seconds from a meltdown, and I really don't want to embarrass myself and embarrass everybody on the show with this. This is just total effing crap. Total effing crap. How many goddamn Chinese fire drills are we going to have around here today? Seriously. How about somebody figure out what works in this goddamn studio and make it so we come in and do the goddamn show? Why is it we're testing stuff while we're on the friggin' air? Serious. I am serious as cancer. Why are we testing equipment on the air when we have been off the air for 3 days because of another technical problem that some horse's ass couldn't find his way around? And I love everybody just standing in the back room and either looking at a screen. That's good. Everybody just look at Joe's screen. And John, just give me that look like your mom and dad are fighting.
One of the frustrating points about this was Friday, when we left on Friday, one of the things was we're leaving.
You got 3 days. Fix whatever is wrong in the studio. On a normal day, perhaps this wouldn't be so frustrating. We've had issues with the telephones before.
No, and it's also coming on the heels of a show that was completely tanked because of technical issues. Right. And more than any show in this town, and I'm going to use this town, you know, we rely on the telephones more than anybody else. Take away our telephones, I think you take away our show. We can do a show without telephones, but really, you know, it doesn't work.
Here really is the attitude. I'm going to embarrass Joe. Screw it. I don't care. Joe sent me a great email over the weekend that the rest of the asswipes in this company should just listen to. I never thought I would quote Joe, for goodness sakes. God damn. Just fix this. I don't have time to sign him.
You're going to quote Joe?
Yeah, I'm not. Mike, it'll take too much time for me on the computer to sign it.
Well, what was the gist of what he said?
Joe sent an email that in essence said he was sorry for his part with what happened on Friday.
Right.
And I wrote back to Joe. I didn't hold him accountable. I appreciate the fact that he stood up and said he was sorry for what happened.
Right.
And that he didn't understand why our show was consistently treated like third-rate material, and how come nobody has the balls to stand up and say, the show won't be here forever. We're really not screaming for everything in the world. All we ask for is equipment that works and stuff that works. And that was based on what happened on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's absolutely right on about that. And if the people who work behind the scenes on the show are not committed to this show, then you can just F off. Seriously, just jump off right now. God damn it. I'm here 100% every day. Mike's here 100% every day. Buzz is here 100% every day. Joe's here 100% every day. John's close to 100%. Rob's about 50%. You know, that's good enough to push us through. But we got people behind the goddamn scenes that need to do their friggin' jobs.
And
the problem is, every time this happens, excuse me, Mike, but every time it happens, the answer is always, that's okay. They'll make something out of it. They'll make hay out of it.
Oh, that's 20 years worth of
it. It's not really a problem. Who cares if Don and Mike's phones don't work? Let's make sure Bill O'Reilly's phones work, or the Sports Junkie's phones work, or ONA's phones work, or Jay Severin's phones work. If Don and Mike's phones don't work, screw them. they'll do okay. And that attitude even trickles down to my best friend Rob with stuff like that last phoner. Oh, so they're not really from Germany. Now you guys can make something happen with it. No. I'm speaking about me specifically now. I can't. And I think I speak for everybody in this room. All we ask for, Rob, if you're going to come up with a phoner or a bit, please make sure that they're there. Please make sure it's what you said that it's going to be. Do the goddamn legwork required. For the people behind the scenes, please make this friggin' place just work. That's all we're asking for.
Asking for a couple of microphones.
Telephones that work.
Telephones that work.
You know, and this is going to be very hard to articulate. I find it very hard to fake, as I know Mike does, but me more than anybody, I find it very hard to fake being happy and being upbeat, which I was today coming in. But when we have been plagued by technical problems now for the second day in a row and the third day out of six, and during every break to have engineers coming in and rebooting stuff and telling me, well, this is hard to read because the printing is real small and we'll try to do this again. Why don't you just fix it and then tell me when it's done?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I'll be glad to tell Mike and tell everybody else. Because all this does is make us have a bad show.
Now, one bad show out of these, and the problem is the combination of circumstances, technically, right, that we've dealt with here. One, we deal with. We come in. Everybody came in here, clean slate, start on Monday.
Right. Absolutely. Really.
In the whole time we've been doing it at this company. I'm sorry, inexcusable.
Does anybody?
I'm really inexcusable as far as to come in after what we said specifically on Friday, which was, listen, we understand, take your time. That's what was said. Take your time and do it right.
You have 3 full days. Whatever the glitches are, work them out. 3 full days. 3 full days. We come in today, and again, nobody's got an answer. It's like, well, the calls are being, if it's a block number, it drops out. Well, I took a call, and it wasn't a block number, and the phones are still effed up. So what are we supposed to do? Continue every break starting over and hoping that the stuff works, and then when it doesn't work, Mike and I are the guys who are out here with our asses on the line.
Right.
It's very easy for Rob to sit there and be quiet and do nothing, and for John to sit back there, and for the engineers to turn their back to me, and for the managers not to listen. Because we're here doing it because they think that every goddamn day we're going to be here every day, and whatever happens, oh, well, it's just Don and Mike.
Well, you know what? There are other circumstances that happen, as you know, every day where we do make pudding out of S.
Yes.
And the fact is, there's certain situations where you don't make pudding out of S. And you do it for a couple of reasons. Because you know what? If you do it one day, you're going to have to do it the next day, and the day after that, and the day, and then the thing just doesn't ever come back.
Okay. Be careful. I'm just talking to myself now. Think about what I'm going to say before I say it.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000. I understand completely your frustration.
I know that there's an hour and a half left in the show.
Hey, I'll make the call. You want to make the, the call for you. Make a statement. I'm sorry.
I don't want to piss off the people who are listening. And that's where I'm really conflicted right now.
I know.
What I want to do is just say, screw it. You know what? If Mike and I got to go back to Fairfax to do the show from those old crappy studios for a couple of days, we'll do it. If that's the case.
Absolutely.
Just make this friggin' place work. Just make the Zephyr work so that the signal goes out and have the telephones work. Without everybody walking on eggshells and everybody afraid to say anything that's going to piss anybody else off. Because this show doesn't run by itself. We do a really good job of taking crap and things bad that happen. But after a while, what's the fun in that? All you get is just me yelling at people. I mean, even I don't dig that. Jesus Christ, you effers are just taking the fun out of this job. Really, you are. And I'm talking to the management, the producers, everybody on this show. Jesus Christ. I was prepared for the show on Friday, as I know Mike was, and I know Buzz was. Prepared for the show today. Talked with Mike today. Talked about the bits we were going to do. Talked with Buzz about the bits we were going to do. Talked with Rob about the bits we were going to do. How about somebody not only checking, but double-checking and triple-checking? I have a freaking contingency plan for most things that go wrong on this show. I don't have a contingency plan for the third freaking day out of six where everything is broken and it's just Mike and I sitting here holding our junk
going, well, we're DJs. F this. Today, F this. Seriously. Fix the studios. Fix the telephones. Fix the Zephyr. Here's what you do. You fix them, and then you put in a backup system so you have a contingency plan. Now, Rob, when we had all that problem on Friday, and I called you and I yelled at you over the weekend, and I said,
right.
I said you're a bad producer because you don't have an emergency show ready to go if there is a technical problem. Do you have emergency best of now?
Yes.
Great. See you tomorrow, everybody. Okay? Sorry. Not trying to F anybody up who's listening to the show today. If anybody in this room disagrees with me, I swear on Frida's soul right now, tell me. Because I'll bite the bullet for it as always, but I just want to know that everybody is with me. Do you guys feel like I do, or am I overreacting?
No, I'm...
Speak up and speak the truth.
No, it's been consistent, and I think it is an important statement to me.
That's what I'd said before you even said that. If this doesn't get the message across, what will?
You know, make up your mind, CBS. We're not important.
And maybe finish.
You know,
that would be the other piece of advice I'd have. Finish this facility.
We know we're
Please
not...
finish. I know we don't have people coming in all the time, but frankly, finish it.
I know we are not important to this company. I know that we have less than 2 years left to work here. But for these next 2 years, or less than 2 years now, it cannot be this struggle that it's been the last week.
No, it can't.
You know, somebody's got to give a goddamn scotch more towards this show. Really.
Well, I know they still care about the fact that we're making money for the company. They care about that.
That's all they care about. That's all they freaking care about.
You know, we might be a victim of our own isolation.
That's all it is. It's money. That's all it is. I swear to Christ, I'd trade all the money just to come in and have fun. You know, they're taking the fun out of it.
Right.
And you're guilty of that too, Rob. You know, screw it. Screw it. See you tomorrow, everybody. You have exactly 20-some hours to get this studio ready. Or put us in Fairfax tomorrow. Move our machines to Fairfax and put us back in the old place. That's it. So when we come back tomorrow and do the show, this will be forgotten, but the Zephyr must be fixed and the telephones must be fixed. And there must be a backup plan for the Zephyr, and there must be a backup plan for the phones. There must be. And if there is not, why are we here?
I agree.
Okay.
I have nothing more to add to that whatsoever. Other than that thing we talked about, we can do that again, too, right? That thing that you
we'll
and I
talked about.
Do it tomorrow?
We'll do
good.
It tomorrow.
Good.
Yeah,
it'll be really good.
You know, for the umpteenth million time, it ain't like Mike and I are sitting on our thumbs doing nothing. We have planned a show today. We had a show planned on Friday. Even though we yell at the people on the telephones, it is very hard for us to do a show without the telephone.
And also with an entire week, and this is not... You know, the first time this has happened. This is the third or fourth or even fifth time it's happened, and a statement has to be made.
So, Michael,
he's not really making a statement. It's a question of, you know, really? And the attitude should be around here for everybody you've been talking to over the last 15 minutes. Get ready. Get ready. We're out of here. Come in here like you want to see the fire drill? Do it. Pull it out? Do it. As long as it takes. 24 hours.
Get it done. Just get this stuff fixed. I'll take all responsibility along with Mike. If the show sucks, we don't get numbers, we don't get ratings, we don't get revenue. We will stand by that. But no more. I don't need this. Mike doesn't need this. You know what I mean?
You get two calls like that, funny. You get three calls like that, not funny anymore. And then it starts pissing you off, and then you realize you're working. You know, you're swimming uphill, swimming upstream, I should say.
And it's not like anyone's coming in and saying, hey, here's exactly the problem, this is what we got
to
do.
No, because it has to be evaluated. It really does.
Everybody's guessing what they have to do is shut down this goddamn studio and turn everything on and turn everything off. Done, like you would at home if something doesn't work. What's the first thing they say when your DirecTV goes out? I always feel like an idiot. Uh-huh. Unplug the unit and plug it back
in. I don't want to pile on here. I really don't want to pile
do.
In. But I do want to, I just hope this creates a little bit more urgency with everything that's going on. I realize there's urgency, but I detect there's urgency too close to go time here. The urgency should be right now when we walk out of here.
There is no urgency at all.
Well, let's see if we can change
CBS is mad. Fire my ass. Fire my ass. I think it's the one day that would make me want to work past 2008. I'll sit out and no-compete and come back in 2 years with Mike if you want to fire my ass for this. Or our asses for this, because we're in this together.
Just get this. Ooh, I almost, excuse
I know.
Me.
Please.
Just get the S to work.
That's all. So.
And really, I mean, really, as far as the show is concerned, telephones, lifeblood of this broadcast, have been for over 20 years.
And it wouldn't be a big deal if all the events of last week.
Precisely.
Right. Had not, if all of this had not happened in a period of 6 days.
Cumulative effect.
And there is no freaking urgency! You know, I don't know what to say. I've told people off the air I came back because I owe it to all the guys I work with and to all the listeners who have been great to me, and I love doing this job, and it's a great way for me to get my life back together. And I know I feel like everybody, but a day like today is a day where I feel like, why the F am I even trying? The only way, I'll tell you, the people I count who are trying today, Mike and Buzz. And I guess Joe back there. I'm not trying to throw John under the bus, it's just John. I'm tired of you looking at me with a deer in the headlight look. You know?
You know, it's a question of urgency. That's the word again.
How about somebody during a commercial break? Effing come in here and tell me what's going on instead of everybody running and hiding in their corners until we come back on the air, and then we got to deal with it on the air. I'd rather deal with this off the air.
Yeah, there are certain things that are fun to deal with on the air. There are other things that aren't. And, you know, once again, we get back to that same thing. This is not the first time this has happened. This has been what we've been dealing with
all the time.
All the time. And it's frustrating. And really, I mean, that's my advice. Look, I speak for you, but I also speak for me. You know what? This joint that we work in every day. I mean, finish it. Get it done.
I don't even ask that. The mic asks. All I ask is I don't care about the aesthetic stuff, really.
Mm.
Just please have the equipment work, please. And when it doesn't work, please act like you care. Please act like the show matters to somebody besides the three people sitting in this room. That's all I ask. Because it's not a priority. God damn, it's not. We're not a priority. We've known that all along.
Don't let the proximity of this studio, where we are located, and the fact that we don't have contact with people, make people think that we don't care about coming in here and doing great radio. We do. We love it. And don't think because we're here all by ourselves that, you know, we can be blown off. We know how important it is.
I swear on my wife's soul, I would take 1/4 of the money to work in an environment where I felt at least if we F up, it's because we F'd up.
I would take half.
I'm not laughing at that because that's a real statement by Mike.
Yeah.
And I know you really wouldn't take half.
3/4.
I know. Okay. Well, that's it. Have a great night, everybody. Sorry to be such dicks.
We hope to come back tomorrow with a kick-ass show.
Yeah, because
where we're not going to be hamstrung. And I think I really hope this is. Guys, if you're listening to this, this is not a rave out for the sake of a rave out. This is a serious cry to get stuff together here and to really not take this show for granted anymore. Please, please.
Every goddamn time it's, well, don't worry about it. You know, don't make it happen. They're good like that.
And you know what?
Veteran headache number one.
And to our listeners right now, you're hearing about this at the end of our line, at the end of the string. You're not even hearing the other stuff.
Yeah.
That we don't let you know is going on. Okay? So believe me, trust me when I say this is the culmination of a lot of stuff that has to be dealt with.
Right,
and so, once again, that word, please remember that word, urgency. Urgency.
You guys got to figure out what to do with the next hour and a half on the show. Let them run the best of. And I urge you to turn everything off here and turn it back on and see if that works like DirecTV. And thank you for listening, everybody. I certainly hope we will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Sorry about this.
Okay.
Everybody has one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, toodles.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
By 1977, the sex symbol was overweight, his body failing him. Increasingly isolated and paranoid, Elvis retreated behind the walls of Graceland. He began pushing away even those who were closest to him, and the few who remained in his inner circle say they were powerless to help him.
We even got down one night and filled his pills with sugar to make sure that we got that he wouldn't get them.
His body was just no longer going with him. I mean, he had problems. He had a twisted colon. He had a liver disease.
And according to his former pals, Elvis wasn't even bathing regularly, relying on pills that people often take for medical reasons to reduce body odor.
And he would take those. He thought those worked perfect, you know. Rather take a bath, he could take two of those, you know, and sponge off real quick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Quit your belly aching and enjoy the Don and Mike Show.
Listen to this with Buzz. And I'm sorry, Buzz, you're going to be attacked today, and it's too bad. It's nature's order.
I understand.
And you get off the phone. Get out of here. Take off your coat and jacket.
Take off your coat and jacket.
So in the office today before the show, mm-hmm. Beth Ann says to me something like, oh, that shirt you have on is exactly the color of your skin.
You're referring to you and your
to
T-shirt.
Me,
yeah.
I have a Packers T-shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
I am like George Hamilton with a tan.
When you're in the sun, you hold your tan for like a month and a half.
And it's really, I do that faggot thing like George Hamilton when I sit outside and I've got those big, giant reflective panels.
Hold it right under your chin. And you're not averse to walking into any of the major airports in the Washington area and saying, show me where the sun is.
That's all I say. I don't care where it is. Show me where the sun is.
Two first-class tickets to the sun, please.
And some champagne for my lady. Now there's not a lady. So it would just be champagne for whoever is in seat 1B.
You still bring your foil fold-out.
Anyway, Buzz, Beth Ann compliments your shirt, my T-shirt, my Packers T-shirt, exactly the color of my skin.
Okay.
And I mentioned that it started out as a black T-shirt. But since I've been doing more laundry myself,
mm-hmm.
I put it in with some khakis and put too much bleach in.
That T-shirt?
Yeah, started out black.
You weren't joking. It really was black.
No.
Oh, my God.
Mike, don't you remember right after... Well, no, why would you remember? Right after I got back for the first go-round with Frida,
right.
The Green Bay Packers sent me
yeah.
hats and T-shirts.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Right. This is one of the black... Remember you said to me how cool that black Packers T-shirt was?
That is amazing. It's an amazing, and I see how it like faded out, like even the lettering. Or, I can see how that
rust color.
That's an amazing transformation, though.
Yeah.
To be able to, you had to really screw your laundry up to
yes,
turn a black T-shirt that color.
Yeah, so it's brown. Anyway, here's my point that I was going to. Yes, can bleach make anything not be black?
Wow.
How about that?
It boggles the mind, doesn't it?
It worked for Michael Jackson.
Think about that, my scientist friend.
What amazes me is that it turned that color instead of doing that. It's almost better. I mean, it was a good mistake because you don't have the blotchy stuff all over the black T-shirt.
So Buzz says, because he's sitting in the office,
right.
Buzz, who's wearing his, like I said, like a Steve Irwin color shirt today,
uh-huh.
Buzz said, you know, that's why I didn't wear the shirt that I was going to wear in today.
I put it on. It was the same color as me, the same way your shirt is the same color as you. And my shirt, the base color of my shirt, be you know, underneath the lettering, is the same color as my skin.
Pasty. Right powder.
Really. Yeah, the only thing, really, is there should be little raccoon eyes near the nipples.
The albino boy.
Powder. I am the pale. Well, who's paler? Is Rob pale? Rob's not as pale as
no,
I am.
No, you know what? Rob has more color than you do.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I really have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust.
You do.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I really have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust.
You do.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I really have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust.
You do.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I really have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust.
You do.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I really have to get out in the sun for like a month.
You'll be fine once a few more blood vessels bust.
You do.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. I really have to get out in the sun for like a month.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great. I found the show completely by accident, and
okay.
I've been intrigued by the questions and answers, and I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay. What would you like us to answer?
Okay. I've had a condition around my mouth that my doctor diagnosed as something called Toodaloo-ass, and I'm not sure how I got that, but it involves chafing, and it gets purple and swelling, I guess around like where the mustache and chin area would be, not necessarily on the lips.
Is it an underlying fungal infection.
I don't know what Tootaloo ass is, actually. If maybe you could tell me more about it.
Well, actually, you know what? I've seen it. And what I think about it is basically, it's not on the corners of the mouth where you have keelosis, correct?
No, it's not.
It's on the top.
Yeah.
Do you shave there?
I, with the same razor that I shave my taint with. You think that has anything to do with it? And I borrowed it from Buzz Burbank, who I know has Farfalotus of the blowhole.
Okay. Well, that was an interesting call. Blowhole, that was really interesting.
Would you hold that up for Buzz so he can go to that website? There's a website. It's one of these stupid ones that makes absolutely no sense. It's like reading your horoscope in the paper, but you give it your birth date, the year, and the day that you were born.
Oh, yeah.
And it gives you the top five celebrity matches for you.
Oh, cool.
It's a good waste of a couple seconds.
No, I mean, but I love stuff like this.
That have your same birthday or that you should have married?
It's that you would be well matched with.
Yeah, that you pop in your birthday and then it spits out the celebrities that you would get along with.
And don't think that we're also not going to waste time talking about your anniversary, which we are, and I still think you've totally screwed that up.
Nah, well,
you got to go buy
you
her.
You really ought
you
to
buy her a card.
I should.
And then there's the question of Nance.
Yes.
Now, again, Rob is all-knowing in a lot of different areas.
Mm-hmm.
This surprised me. We're trying to get our good friend Nancy back on the show this week, mm-hmm. Jim Nance. As it turns out, his schedule is a little upside down because his daughter is involved with something with Jewish New Year. She has to go to Temple or she has a day of... She has to do something.
Yom Kippur.
And, Yom Kippur. Thank you, Buzz. And... Anyway, I mentioned to Beth Ann and the rest of the guys in the room, I said, gosh, you know, he sure does strike me as a wasp.
I couldn't think of a waspier guy than Jim Nance. I didn't know he was Jewish.
Rob jumped up. Rob, of course, who's everything about religion and
ethnicity. Yes.
He's like the expert, and he says, right on cue,
that if Carolyn, his wife, Mrs. Nance, is Jewish, that would make the daughter Jewish.
Okay.
Because that's how the Jewish faith
works. And you know that because you are...
One-eighth Jewish.
One-eighth Jewish.
And a student of all religions.
Yes, of course. All religions and all ethnicities.
So now let's bet on this. Do you think Jim Nance... Wait, what do you think his religion is? I think he's a Protestant.
That would be...
I think we can't be that easy. I think you have to delineate the denomination of Protestant.
Mm.
I think to make it... If we're having a... Because really everybody's going to have a different answer.
I'll say it. He reeks of Catholic.
You think he's Catholic?
I think he's as Catholic as the day is long.
Well, you said Protestant before.
I was lying. That was my PC answer.
I, in my heart of hearts, believe deeply that Mr. Jim Nance is an Episcopalian.
Buzz.
Oh, say Presbyterian.
I'm pretty certain he's not Catholic.
Yeah.
But.
See, I could be the big winner on that.
I think he's a Baptist.
Oh, that's a good one.
Boy, I thought I might have won with that.
I thought of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
although, he might still be Jewish.
Nobody guesses Jewish. Okay, here's the
question. Does anybody want to throw in Jewish?
Nope. No one in the room?
No takers.
No, nobody
going. Play the odds and go Baptist.
Going guard.
No one's going to take it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I heard the most incredible Jim Nance interview today in Boston. He was on a sports radio station.
Okay.
And he, you know how Jim takes a while to get to something that's very simple?
Yeah.
they were talking about Tom Brady, and I wrote it down because the quote was so funny.
He says, thank you.
He says, I hate Tom Brady because my reservoir of superlatives is bone dry when I am talking about Tom Brady.
I'm sorry, Catholic. Just cemented. Thank you for the call.
My reservoir of superlatives is bone dry.
See you later. Bone dry.
How about a bone dry?
Buddy.
All right, so Buzz, did you go to that website?
I did, and you have a couple of choices. You can either find you take the test and find your own most compatible celebrity love match, or you can select a celebrity and see if you match with them.
I'd rather put the birthday in and get our celebrity love match.
Let's just do that.
All right.
Okay, let's see.
The first question, we need somebody's birthday.
Okay, September 18th.
All right.
That's your birthday.
Yeah, largely ignored by all of you. And thanks again. kidding.
And
I'm kidding.
What?
Just because I don't like having a party on the air like you and Buzz. I was kidding.
What was your year again?
I'll give Mike the props. Mike was early on. Yeah. Mike was like 3 weeks before my birthday. Thank you.
That was in my thoughtful crisis.
Thank you. 1958, Buzz.
All right.
Now, come on.
Here we go.
Addison.
Come on, Fanning.
Hey, this is me.
Ah, the best. Hey, one of your, here's one, Kim Cattrall.
Hey,
it was one of your perfect matches.
No thanks.
Why not? Lita Ford. I don't even know who that is.
Oh, Kiss Me Deadly.
Right?
She's a rocker.
Ornella Muti. I don't know who that is.
Those are my choices.
Joan Allen and Deborah McMichael.
Out of all those chicks?
Those are the celebrities.
Out of all, okay.
The most famous, I guess, is Kim Cattrall.
Out of all those chicks, I would go with Joan Allen.
Joan Allen.
She would be my choice. Okay, now do Mike.
All right.
Do Mike.
Hang on. Let me back up to the data page. Mike, your birthday?
June 22nd. 1986.
And I'm going to write these down. Would you stop being a freaking liar?
June 22nd, 1959.
And as a matter of fact, Joan Allen, although she's up there, she manages still to look good for an older chick. And I think she looks great in the, not the Bourne, the Bourne supremacy, the Bourne identity.
Right.
She's the boss in that.
She's the tough boss.
The CIA boss. She's got long hair. Mike.
Did you get the June 22nd, 1959?
I did, Mike. Your matches are Kathy Mattea, Daryl Hannah,
hey,
Elizabeth McGovern, Bridget Fonda,
oh, yes,
and Carol Alt.
Oh, wow.
Bridget Fonda, Jesus. Come to me, baby.
All right, Mike, it's Bridget Fonda.
Oh, yes.
This is supposedly based on biorhythms.
Wow. Man, you know, and you know what she's great in? She's so sexy in that movie, Jackie Brown.
Because you had to settle for yours. Joan Allen was definitely a settle, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And you know what?
And I really, when you started mine out with Kathy Mattea, I was thinking I was going to have to settle.
Hey, yeah, but look, you threw Carol Alt aside.
Look who I got.
Yeah, Carol Alt's pretty hot.
All right, hold on. Here's Buzz.
Gates McFadden from Star Trek.
What was that birthday, Buzz, including the year?
The year was 1953. Gates McFadden, Kathy Kinney, Angela Cartwright. I had a crush on her as a kid. Corey Konings and Doris Batten. I don't know who any of those
your
people are.
Your list sucks. Yeah.
Kathy Kinney is from the Drew Carey show.
And I like, even when I was a little kid, I had a crush on Angela Cartwright.
It was like, you know, I would do that girl.
No, Mimi.
Oh, the fat one.
Oh, yeah,
Mimi. I was thinking of...
Yeah, the other one's hot.
The one...
Seems fun.
Buzz, for the record, who will you take?
I will, for the record, oh, man. I haven't seen Angela Cartwright lately.
She was on
Who is Angela Cartwright?
She
was at Make Room for Daddy's daughter.
Is she on the Big Valley, too?
No,
I don't think she's
at
Big Valley.
I don't think so.
Who do you pick, Buzz?
Gates McFadden. Let's go with that, just to be on the safe side. I know what she
That's
looks like
so
now.
That's so subtle.
All right, and Robbie.
Here's my advantage, because of course...
Can you play it with women, too?
Yes, we could find out who our perfect male matches are, if you wanted.
We'll just do Robbie, then we'll do Beth Ann.
Okay.
I'm at a perfect advantage, because I'm a bald-faced boy of 34, March 8th, 1971.
Okay.
Here we go.
This is going to be great.
I think you're going to do well.
Yeah. Hey, Ava Braun.
Come on, Vanessa Redgrave.
Oh, hey, I've got a pretty good list, I think. Mira Sorvino.
Oh.
Jennifer Capriati.
Wow.
Nice.
Faye Tozer, whoever that is. Jessica Caulfield.
No idea.
And Adela Noriega.
All right. Well, maybe like with Emmanuel's chick.
I would take Mira Sorvino.
Yeah, Rob and I have the same taste in women.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Now,
let's get Beth Ann's birthday. She's
and she'll be
February
blessed,
something.
Do. Let's get Beth Ann.
You should do Joe as well.
No, let's not do Joe.
Come on.
Joe's not really a part of the show.
Hello.
Hi. What would your birthday there be, eh?
February 1st.
Yeah.
1961.
Plus tax.
What?
Plus tax.
Oh.
Hang on, I just got our female matches. Hang on.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Here are male matches. Russell Wong.
I would take him on his name.
Oh.
Maurice Bernard.
Who?
Chris Isaac.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Dad.
Adam Sandler.
Oh,
hey. Oh, I just did Chris Tucker for Chris Isaac.
I was gonna say, what are you doing?
And Chip Esten. Whoever that
is. You go to DA.
That's Elston.
I think Chris Isaac.
All right, and now let's, just to be fair.
To Joe.
Let's do Joe.
To Joe. I know you're
Let's do Joe.
You're going to love this.
He's figuring out what his birthday is.
Yes, hello, Joe.
Hello. What is,
look in your license.
What's Johnny? Your birthday,
What's
buddy?
Your birthday, Joe?
May 28, 64.
Here we go. like the Energizer Bunny, isn't he?
Keep going.
Mr. Dynamite.
That was a good hunch you had there.
Okay, Joe, your matches are Krista Miller, Kim Wilde, Allison Janney from the West Wing.
I would give anything to see you on top of her.
But listen to this. Christy Turlington and Elizabeth Perkins are also on Joe's list.
Who are you going with, Joe?
Well, I guess Christy Turlington. Yeah. She's the only one I am even familiar with.
Although I'd like to see him with Allison Janney. I agree.
All right, that's
Don?
Yes. Yeah, Mike.
There's just no way that we can do our male matches? Because they would be our buddies.
All right, very quickly, then. We got to do this very quickly. And this website, we'll give it. It's celebmatch.com. See, it's like good for a party thing. Bye, Joe.
Thanks.
Since I'm already on Joe's birthday, his male matches are RuPaul, Robbie Gordon, Ken Watanabe, Michael Schumacher, and Viggo Mortensen.
We'll take RuPaul.
Joe, choose me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Be a love and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
This was in yesterday's edition of the USA Today. And it's a dramatic reading by both myself and Mike.
We stretch our chops.
Feeling the final word by Craig Wilson.
Nothing more than
an experience you'll dine out on for decades. For the past couple of years, a group of people in Pennsylvania have invited their neighbors in for dinner on the second Saturday of January. This Saturday, called Invite a Neighbor to Dinner Day. It began after the September 11th terrorist attack when Jeff and Barbara Smith of Doylestown thought it was a good time to open doors, mend fences, and strengthen their community one meal at a time. Let me just pause this for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This starts out a little heavy, but it gets to where we want to go. And if you've never heard this before, this guy gets a real column in USA Today.
That's right.
On the front page of their life section every Wednesday.
They pay
very
him.
Good. Feeling the Pennsylvania legislature liked the idea so much that both the House and the Senate passed resolutions endorsing the January dinner date in the Keystone State. The idea is slowly spreading across the country. It even has its own website, dinnerday.com. It seems kind of sad that politicians have to pass resolutions encouraging neighbors to share a meal. But there you have it. At least they're not passing laws against the idea. The premise is to invite a neighbor you don't know well. Not the neighbor you're already cozy with. Not the one that borrows tools and bottles of wine. Neither ever returned.
Meow. Instead, you're supposed to invite the guy you've only waved to. The neighbor who might put his trash put his trash out a day early. The neighbor who painted his shutters orange for some inexplicable reason. The neighbor who could be a serial killer for all you know.
It's all about reaching out.
And feelings like a man.
Reaching out can be a tricky business, of course. You're taking a leap of faith over that vegetable lasagna.
Yeah. Years ago, I invited a couple we didn't know very well to dinner. Not next-door neighbors exactly, but dog people from the park. They were getting married, and at the spur of the moment of the early morning mist, I invited them to dinner to celebrate.
When I told my partner, Jack, yes, who they were, what they did, where they lived, I told them I didn't have the answers to any of those questions. But they were coming to dinner Saturday night, so he better start scouring his cookbook,
Queen.
And feelings like I'll never.
To make a short dinner an even shorter story, the evening was a disaster.
We made it through cocktails, and we made it through a portion of the dinner when the bride-to-be suddenly stood up and announced the evening was over. She was leaving.
I'm still not sure what really happened.
But we still have dessert, I protested. We have champagne.
I can't quite remember now. I don't think we had either. At least not with them. Out the door they went.
For years now, Jack has referred to them as your good friend.
But I'm willing to give it another try. A lovely Irish couple lives around the corner. Well, they appear to be lovely.
They have two of perhaps the most beautiful children on earth.
Winner!
Trying to forgive.
And when we wave and yell hello,
winner, winner, winner!
Their accents are enough to lure me onto the next flight to Dublin.
Winner!
But who knows? I don't even know their name. They might not even be Irish. All I know is I like how they sound. Is that enough to carry an evening?
At best, we'll make a couple of new friends.
At worst, I get a good story out of it. Remember the night we had those Irish people over? They wouldn't shut up.
All right, there he is.
Yes, Craig Wilson.
That's Craig. You know, I'm pretty sure I know what happened with the couple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Do
you think so? Yeah, I was thinking the same thing halfway through that article.
Like, they get over there and it's like, okay, well, it's been very nice meeting you two. And,
a couple of homophobes come over.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me. Well, that was a good dinner. We got to go now.
But wait! We have dessert!
Champagne!
We have dessert! We have champagne!
Oh, what a bitch.
Having cocktails, looking at his Barbie dolls.
And remember, you can't spell cocktails without without tail.
That's right.
Lovely Irish people.
Most beautiful children you've ever seen.
I just want to get on the next plane to Dublin.
Thank you. Where are my buttless chaps?
Oh.
I'm planning a trip to Ireland. I've seen some beautiful children.
Jack, you better start scouring your cookbook.
I love it. He keeps on giving.
He does every week. Even when he has a less than Pro Bowl week,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even when his quarterback rating is not 100, you know, to bring it back to hetero terms for you.
He's always
for you
Craig.
Men out there eating your boogers right now thinking about football.
Mm-hmm. The bride-to-be suddenly stood up and announced the evening was over.
Jeffrey, I'm not spending the night before I get married eating with these two fats. I said good day, sir.
We have champagne.
Dessert.
God hates fags.
Didn't know they were those types.
Oh, please. I love that. I do enjoy that.
We got a break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike, about that last comment, you're on your own.
The Don and Mike Show. The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels them. The power of Christ compels Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
What happened 70 years ago today? The world's greatest mayor was born.
Mayor for life.
Marion Barry.
Are you going to check your BlackBerry, see if you have any messages?
Yes, my BlackBerry.
These days he takes your messages.
See if I have any electronical messages.
Mm-hmm.
That come on my CrackBerry. That's a joke, everybody. It's BlackBerry,
that's
of
right.
course.
That's right.
Hello. This is Don's BlackBerry.
Uh-oh.
As Mayor Marion Barry, Marion for life, I'd like to just say, before we go into Don's BlackBerry, happy birthday to me. 70 years ago, Mrs. Barry had a little baby boy. He was me. Marion, I've done her proud, and I'm happy to be celebrating my 70th birthday today, and happy to celebrate right here in the District of Columbia, where I'm celebrating tonight in Ward 8. Invite everybody to come down and have a five-year-old birthday celebration. We'll have all sorts of girls and lots of booze.
Now, where are my messages?
Lots of fun. I'm sorry. All right, now let's check Don's messages.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Hi, this is Marion Barry, and you have reached Don's BlackBerry. You have 7 unplayed messages.
7? Wow.
To play your messages, press 1. Hi, this is Don's BlackBerry. You have 7 unplayed messages. For message number 1, press 1. From Mike O'Mara.
Oh, from Mike.
Don, help me. I have a serious gambling problem, and I just can't stop. I don't know what to do. I sure hope you can help me, Don. See you at work. To play message number 2, press 2. From Animal Control. Mr. Source. Please try to control your dog, Twink. He's terrorizing the other dogs in the neighborhood.
Oh, my, okay.
Keep that dog inside, fool. To play message number three, press three. From Michael Hughes. Hi, Don. It's Michael Hughes. And I am sitting in a bathtub staring at my electric toaster. Deciding whether or not to pull it into the tub with me.
He's the general manager.
I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Bye. To play message number four, hit four from Rob Spiewak.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Dog, I am so angry about the Oscars. What a silly lyric. It's hard out here for a pimp. I mean, Dolly Parton was nominated, for Christ's sake.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah, Rob was mad about that.
To play message number five, hit five.
Number five.
What do I hit again?
Number five. To play message number five, Don. Hey, hit the five key, fool. From Bethany McBride.
Oh.
Don.
Yes.
I have made a terrible mistake. Please take me back. If you do, I will never wear corduroys again.
Hey.
I am going crazy in this one-horse hick town. I want to come back to you and Mike, where I was truly happy, even though I was living in a very, very small apartment building. To play message number seven, hit seven.
I thought we have six.
I'm sorry, six.
Six.
Hit six. Cool.
Six, there.
From Buzz Burbank.
Oh, hi, Buzz.
Dawn. I am so wasted. I have a touch of the flu, and I have gone into my secret stash of drugs to make my brain feel better. My brain is swelling, and I feel very, very bad.
Uh-huh.
Boy, am I high. See you later. To play message number seven, press seven. From Michael Hughes.
Oh, again.
Well, Don, I didn't have the stones to go through with it. I am a damn coward, and I could not pull my electric toaster into the tub with me.
Mm.
I wish I was dead. See you tomorrow at work. From Michael Hughes. If you would like to change recording options, press 2. This is Don's BlackBerry, and this is Don's greeting. Hello. Don cannot come to the BlackBerry right now because he is very busy. If you would like to leave a message, simply type in your message and I will translate it to him when he calls in for his messages.
Hey, Mayor Barry.
Yeah.
How's your doing? How's your birthday going?
Man, we're just having a good time. Just trying to be mellow at first, but I got to be honest with you. I'm experiencing just a little bit of shortness of breath.
Huh.
My diabetes is acting up on me.
I got you got the diabetes.
I'm not feeling too good, but all excited about it. Going to do all my celebrating tonight in Ward 8. I'd like to have everybody come by. How often does a man turn 70? With my lifestyle, I was told that I probably wouldn't live past 50. So I'm very happy that I've done it today. But I'm really thinking that the future's ahead of me. I think I got a good 20 years. My mouth is so dry. Let me just take a pull on this little drinky poo that I got right here. Hold on just a second.
Now, what is it? I hope that's...
All right. Well, I'll give you an update on my birthday. I got a hat on right now, a little birthday hat. I got a cake that I like a lot.
Uh-huh.
Nice, lovely little chocolate cake with buttercream frosting. It's real, real good. I'm having a very good meal, enjoying some steak and potatoes. Just having a good time. We'd love to see everybody down in Walt. Oopsie daisy.
What?
It looks to me like you got another message that came in while I was talking to you.
All right.
Would you like to erase all your current messages or save any of them?
I erase them all.
You erase them all. So this would be message number one. Hold on a second.
Number one.
You have to go to press one right now, Don, to get back to your messages.
Okay.
You reached Don's BlackBerry. This is Mayor Barry. Don has one new message. To play that message, press one. Don.
Yes.
It's Mike O'Mara. I have not heard from you, and I don't understand why. I have a bad gambling problem, and I surely hope you can help me. Please call me back, even though it is the middle of the show. To say this message, press 2. To delete it, press 3. Another message has come in.
Oh, another one.
To play this message, press 1.
Damn.
Don,
yes.
It's me, Buzz Burbank. Still high. When the hell are you going to get to the news, fool? To delete this message, press 2.
Yeah.
Save it, press 3.
Oh, there you go.
Did you save it or delete it?
I deleted it.
Message has been erased.
Very good.
Man, oh, man. All right, now, to change the recording options, press 1. Hi, this is Don's BlackBerry. You want to change the message?
No.
All right, that's fine. I got to run.
Say hi to Buzz.
Oh, you got him on the line?
Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Mayor Barry.
How is your terrible flu problem going today?
I'm feeling better. Thanks for asking.
What do you have in store for us on the news tonight? I'm very excited about it.
In our world, we're owning a radio. We're
strictly prohibited.
Barry found a way to bring good news to his
man,
people.
Oh, man.
That's me.
He made it up.
There you go, Buzz. Mm-hmm. You still on the pipe?
Yeah, well, sometimes.
All right. No problem at all.
How about you?
I listen to your news. I like the editorial slant that you have.
Oh, good. I'm glad. That makes me proud.
You do a good job. You cover local D.C. politics?
Not so much.
Tony Williams, I'll tell you. He's going to run the city right into the ground.
You think?
Yeah, not like me. You're not doing a good job like I did.
I like
just
the
bow tie,
I
wearing
like
smart ass, think he's such a big deal. I'm over here to celebrate my 70th birthday.
Enjoy.
Having a good old time. I find myself getting a little bit weepy, though.
Sure.
I don't understand why.
Yeah, you're reflecting, looking
maybe
back.
Maybe it's because I'm 70 years old.
That's right.
Maybe it's all the drugs I've done.
Could be that.
I'm just so sad.
Who's in the news tonight?
Jesus Christ, I'm sad.
Tonight, these three gay rabbis walk into a bar. The Jackson family finally turns against Jacko.
I don't mean to cry.
And Homeland Security begins at home.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. What kind of man am I?
Yeah, a fine man.
I pull myself up on my bootstrap, crying like a little baby.
You'll be fine.
It just seems that I feel like I'm going to be in the ground pretty soon.
No, no.
Hey.
Ashes to dust to dust.
No, no.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I'm sorry.
Who wants some crack cocaine?
Oh, there we go. There is something to live for after all.
Uh-huh.
Buzz, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can come to my office, lie on my couch, and cry about your mammy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't blame them. Blame the system. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, hello.
Just jump.
Hello there.
Hello?
You're on the air.
I was his neighbor. You know, I was waiting outside, so he already ran away. I was ready to go in. You know, I tried
Hold it. This is Pater. I'll tell you, we've had a lot of bad phone scans. This one, we're hitting the home run.
It's just two in a row. Here we go. Now, what time did you start drinking today? Hello?
I believe this may be a language barrier also, Don.
No. I start drinking 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And are you Russian?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would have guessed the Hispanic.
Right until when he said 11 o'clock. Where are you from? Where are you from in the former Soviet Union? You're from Germany. You're not from Russia.
No.
He's German.
Yeah.
This is great if we know.
She ran away. She drove very fast. I think the cop was following her on the street.
John,
tell him he watch TV. Maybe it's on the news.
This may be a legitimate drunk German.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad about all the awful things your country did?
Yes.
Good. Would you please right now say screw Germany?
Screw Germany.
Where are you?
Screw everybody.
Where are you from in Germany, sir?
Munich, sir.
Munich.
And how do you say Munich in German?
Munichi.
Wrong.
Oh.
It's München.
Yeah.
Do you remember
Meineke? Do you remember the sunnier days?
No, sir.
No.
Good times. What do you think is the worst moment?
Hey, Don, I love you.
Listen to that Russian love.
Everyone's got a favorite.
I'm confused about the German thing.
What do you think both the highlight and the lowlight of the history of Germany are? I only ask because
we'll go
you're
for
German.
The highlight. We'll go for the highlight first.
Only ask because you're German and you're drunk.
Sometimes it's the same thing.
What's the greatest thing in your
You're a mind reader. Have I told you that, Kreskin?
In your country's history, what is the greatest thing?
The greatest thing, they drink beer all the time.
Drink beer. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. And what is the worst thing in the history of your country?
The worst thing, I hate Germany.
What?
That's why I got out from there.
He says Germany.
The worst thing Germany hates Germany.
What is the worst thing, though, about Germany?
Say it again?
What is the worst thing in history about Germany?
They kill a lot of people. They kill a lot of Jews.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
There you go. Good man. Very good. At least he's that clear thinking.
Very nice.
That's wonderful.
And
That's why I'm Robbie's friend.
Do we trust...
Now I'm thinking he's an Arab.
Do we trust Germany now?
No, sir.
That's right. And what's our motto? Never forget.
What's your first name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, can you repeat after me?
Sure, sir.
All right, just repeat this sentence. Don't say it until I finish the sentence. Say, my name is Paul from Germany. Never forget.
My name is Paul, Germany. Never forget Don and Mike show.
No. You're going to have to say, my name is Paul from Germany. Never forget, then pause, the Don and Mike show. Go.
My name is Paul. Never forget, Don and Mike show.
He'll never get it right.
Close enough. How drunk are you? How long have you been drinking, Paul?
11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Mike, I started before you, 1 hour before you.
Wow. He's busting my balls. I like that.
I was waiting for the show, but I can't wait another hour. I said, let's start it. I know you're going to drink today.
All right, Adolf, we got to fly. You made some good roads in the beginning. Thank you for your call. As your people say, Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen and good night, sir. Yeah.
Good night.
There you go.
Don't sleep for us.
Sorry, we're out of time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.